Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An update and a warning on Iran from President Trump. Writing on Truth Social, the president describes Iran as being in a state of collapse. Iran, he writes, can't get their act together. They don't know how to sign a non-nuclear deal. They better get smart soon. Federal appeals court has ruled the Trump administration cannot jail illegal immigrants without the chance to seek bond.
Since last year, the Department of Homeland Security has been denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country, including those with no criminal history. In a unanimous ruling, a panel of the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City cited serious constitutional questions related to that policy, saying it would otherwise be the broadest mass detention without bond mandate in American history. Since two other appellate courts have already upheld the policy, the case could be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Could OPEC's days be numbered? The question follows word of the United Arab Emirates pending withdrawal from the cartel.
This is a big blow for OPEC, which was formed decades earlier as a means to control the prices of crude oil on the international market by setting production targets. And the UAE was one of those countries that really chafed under those limits. The UAE says it will be able to set its own production levels. It says it will still be a responsible player within the market. But it also comes amid tensions with Saudi Arabia. This is all coming as the whole Middle East is still reeling from the Iran war.
Correspondent John Gambrell. Two people injured, a knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood of London. UK Prime Minister Starmer calls it deeply concerning. A 45-year-old man under arrest on suspicion of attempted murder. The Dow features down 56 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're hearing my voice, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you too. Either way, there's a company that finally got senior safety right. Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you knew about alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, reimagined for today. There's a small wearable that alerts your family's phone the moment something happens. Inside your home, discrete sensors, no cameras, no microphones, just motion sensors have you covered even when you're not wearing it. No movement for hours, your loved ones will know. For the kids, you go from hoping everything's okay to knowing it is. And for you, you stay in your home on your terms while giving your precious family the peace of mind they've been asking for. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Visit ccgoffer.com to see if you qualify for a free device. It takes 2 minutes. That's ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Do it today.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that shuttered storefronts and recent violence in and around Towson Town Center are fueling new scrutiny of Baltimore County Councilman Mike Ertel after he described concerns about crime at the mall as a perception of crime. Residents this week reacted to violent crime in Baltimore County, notably in and around Towson Town Center, as the shopping center faces a growing number of empty storefronts. And a new UMBC poll shows many Baltimore residents are concerned about local taxes and fees, with 71% of people saying it was a major issue. The poll surveyed 667 Baltimore City residents about numerous topics, which included key issues facing city residents. While most residents polled said the local taxes and fees were a major issue, another 20% said they were a minor issue. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance license in Maryland.
Gary Stein on sports.
O's win last night, powered by the Polar Bear.
Pete Alonso out to right field. It's an opposite field pop for Pete Alonso. His fourth home run as an Oriole. The Polar Bear shoots one the other way in a hurry.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Alonso finding the seats, a two-run shot in the fifth, giving the Birds a 5-1 lead on their way to a 5-3 win over Houston. After the game, manager Albanez said the Polar Bear is waking up.
When Pete is right, especially over the years, like he's driving that ball to right center field, right field, so it was good to see him stay with his swing and stay with his approach and put a good swing on it.
Now, tonight's game is weather permitting. Heavy rain in the forecast for Baltimore. If it happens, Chris Bassett will take the ball at 6:35 p.m. A bit of an unusual move by the Ravens yesterday, actually two, both involving quarterbacks. The team signing both Diego Pavia and Joe Fagnano, both undrafted free agents, to three-year contracts. This coming after initially just inviting them to try out on Friday. Coming up in 30 minutes, when you get the call of a lifetime. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
WCBM News Time 906. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 55 degrees in Westminster, 56 in Easton, and 56 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. That's right. You hear it in my voice. I'm already fired up. I am. Sorry, not sorry. I'm ready to go. I was just on with Tom Rogers on Fox 45 just a moment ago. We were talking about the latest UMBC poll. We're going to get into that because apparently, according to Councilman Mike Gertel, all this crime and violence you see around Towson Town Center is really, it's just your perception. That's your imagination. It's not really dangerous. Those carjackings, people getting robbed at gunpoint, those aren't actually happening. It's perceived as happening. And this is, again, this is the comment from Councilman Mike Gertel. We're going to get into all that jazz. We're also going to talk about James Comey. Apparently, he's got some more charges he's facing from the DOJ. We're going to talk about the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. And shout out real quick. Shout out to the director of Monzi. I don't know. What do they call themselves over there at Monzi? Stephanie Mavronis, she did stay back after they met with city council to answer some questions. She did talk to Fox 45. She did talk to a couple of different reporters. Usually they run away, right, when they leave those council meetings and they talk about their failures. They usually, like, jet out the door. So I'm going to give props and give credit where it's due to Stephanie Mavronis this morning. We're going to get into her comments to Mackenzie Frost. We're also going to talk about the fact that the Key Bridge, we're going to get right into this, the Key Bridge apparently is no longer under contract. We were just speaking to Senator Staley yesterday, and he had voiced his concerns, obviously a Republican, right from Dundalk. Those residents in Dundalk, by the way, they did take part in that UMBC poll, and they talked about the Key Bridge in the poll, okay? When you live in that area and you are relying on that bridge to get you back and forth, and it has not been up for 2 years and some change, and then you find out this morning, because all this came out last night, by the way, then you find out this morning that contractor, the only thing they've done thus far is driven piles into the ground. That's it. That's it. And then, meanwhile, this is just phase one, we're told. And that part of it isn't even completed. We don't even have it done. We don't even have all the piles driven into the ground. To me, look, and I understand there was a design portion of this. You had to design the bridge, all that jazz. But here's the thing I'm also thinking about, and I want you guys to weigh in on this, honestly. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, when you're thinking about the design aspect, right? Because we're hearing that the design for this bridge is going to remain in place, even though they're changing contractors. Now, changing contractors, according to those that are working on this project, some of the engineers, the contractor, you know, was giving them a price that was just too high. You've got Governor Wes Moore just this Saturday in California on Bill Maher's show. You had Governor Wes Moore on The Breakfast Club. You've got Governor Wes Moore, you know, trotting all over the country, stumping for candidates. You had him just in Virginia, you know, down there telling voters they make sure to vote for redistricting. He's out here doing all kinds of nonsense, right? Things that do not matter to you and I. Yet he's being paid by our tax dollars. He's doing all this stuff. Meanwhile, as he sat there and told us all this, you know, construction's being done on the bridge, we just can't see it. We're just too far away. We need to purchase binoculars to understand it. Meanwhile, we find out really nothing has been done. And he kept saying over and over again, this is the, what did he say? This is the fastest, largest project in the country. Wes Moore, this does not look good for you, my friend. People already see you as a pathological liar. And now we're finding out that this contractor really hasn't done much of anything. And it's not the contractor's fault. They were just brought in for the design and to do the pile driving. That's, you know, they were doing their job. But you, as the executive of the state, and as the leader of this huge, you know, as you say, large project, you haven't done anything. But, you know, just prance around the country, telling everybody that you're the most popular governor in the country. Dude, get it together. Get it together. And on top of this, I told you guys this. What day was that when I went to Massachusetts? It was not last Friday. The Friday before that, I told you guys, I got a call from Governor Wes Moore's communication director. I didn't give you all the details. You don't have to have all the details. But they basically wanted me to delete a post on my X feed, you know, that was in regards to the governor. So you got time for that. You got time to call Kim Klasick and ask her to delete a post because you don't like it. But you don't have time to oversee the fastest, largest growing project in the country. You're a joke. I was just saying on the live, we're going to get some audio in just a second. I was just saying on the live, I said, you know what? This is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And you might disagree. You can leave a comment. You can text in a text line, whatever you like to do. But I think Republicans, for the most part, we are type A personalities. And then you've got Democrats that are type B. And I say this because for me, we're Republicans, if you're looking at Governor Ron DeSantis and others, when it comes to getting stuff done, Republicans get it done, right? Look at President Trump and all that he has accomplished. And he's only on year two in the second term. When it comes to what Joe Biden did, do you think he accomplished anything? No, they kept talking about this bipartisan infrastructure bill. That's what we got out of 4 years. 4 years, my guy? And so here, the same thing. I think it's the same thing here. They have all these, you know, pie-in-the-sky dreams. Oh, we can do this. We can do that. Mamdani, right? He was like, oh, we got free buses. We're going to do this, do that. We're going to get into his comments that he made yesterday. Apparently, he's now begging for change from Albany, New York, because he can't get his stuff done. He's got no money. But it's like, this is what it is. Type B personalities. You guys don't get anything done. And I will go back and say, even Governor Wes Moore, Bill Maher's show over the weekend on Saturday, he said it wasn't a messaging problem with the Democrat Party. Do you know what he said? If you saw it, he said it was a results problem. And he's absolutely correct. Democrats can't get it done. You can't implement anything. We spent billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars in Baltimore City, and it still looks like trash. It still looks like trash. It smells like trash. The kids aren't learning to read or write, do basic math. It's still disgusting. Billions of time, billions of dollars in the last 10 years. You can't get it done. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. To all my voters out there, I'm not telling you to switch parties. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm telling you to change your vote. Vote for people that can get this stuff done. All right. Enough of me screaming at you, okay? I get so fired up because number one, I hate when he lies to us. I hate being lied to. You are a grown man. Why are you still lying at your grown age? All right? Enough. You haven't accomplished anything with the Key Bridge. You sat there, and remember they did this, Brian, the producer, remember they had the cameras out there to show what has been done in the last 2 years? And he's driving a tractor down the port. And I said, why the hell is there a tractor on the port? You couldn't even get in the water. You couldn't even get a boat in the water. You couldn't do anything, right? He had a tractor on the port. It looks like it was a last-minute press conference. They were like, oh, man, Governor, just so you know, it's been 2 years since the bridge has fallen. Oh, really? Okay, let's do something, right? He probably started bobbing his head. Let's make sure we do something. And then they said, all right, I got an idea. Let's have you drive down the port on a tractor. Yes, that's it. Whoever approved that should be fired by now, by the way, because that was ridiculous. That made you look even dumber in this whole situation. All right, I got some audio I want you to take a listen to. And then, of course, I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. How do you feel about the Key Bridge and knowing that we no longer have a contractor? They said, no, the price is too high. You've known this price tag. You've had this price tag for quite some time. I guess they came back to them and said, oh, well, we got to raise it just a bit. And now all of a sudden it's too high? Take a listen.
The negotiations pretty much broke down, and they just couldn't see eye to eye with Kiewit when it comes to phase two of the project.
It's all about the negotiations for price and schedule over the past month. We met with them several times, and we could not simply close the gap on what we thought was a reasonable price for moving forward with the construction of the Key Bridge.
Bruce Gartner is the executive director of the Maryland Transportation Authority. He spoke with WBAL TV 11 News about the state deciding not to use the firm Kiewit for phase two of the Key Bridge rebuild. The firm was hired for phase one, which involves design and pre-construction, but now the state will look for another contractor for phase two, which is the final design and engineering. In a statement, Governor Moore said, as we prepare to enter phase two of construction, our team approached negotiations with our contractor with clear eyes and firm imperatives. But after weeks of engagement, it became evident that the contractor's proposed price and timeline for moving forward was unreasonably high and therefore unacceptable.
We need to be responsible to the taxpayers for this bridge. We need to deliver this project responsibly. We are working closely with the USDOT on this project, and we have to deliver this in a responsible way.
In the months after the collapse, it was estimated that it would cost less than $2 billion. Then in November of last year, a new estimate came out, putting it as high as $5.2 billion. Gartner could not tell us how much Kiewit was asking for because negotiations were confidential.
It's obviously disappointing not to be moving forward to that next step in the next month, right? So with Kiewit, we would have been immediately doing that. But the important part is progress will continue on this bridge.
Representatives from Kiewit issued a statement saying, although we're disappointed by this decision, we're committed to completing our current scope of phase one work in addition to integral early construction packages. Now, some wonder how this will affect the timeline of the rebuild.
Are there any anticipated delays expected because of what just happened here with negotiations breaking down?
So while this isn't the ideal path moving forward, we are going to work as aggressively as possible on that schedule, and we don't have a new schedule yet. That is something that we will be evaluating, and we're going to try to deliver with a new contractor.
And speaking of that, Gartner said that they're expecting to announce more on a timeline during an industry forum in May. Reporting live here at Dundalk, Kyrie Stewart, TV 11 News.
All righty then. 410-WCBF-680, 410-922-6680. I've got a headache. I mean, at this point, I think my daughter could build a bridge faster with Legos, okay? Do you think this is going to be up by 2030? Now he's like, oh, we got to build this responsibly. Were you not building it responsibly before? It's a bridge, for crying out loud. I hope you were. I mean, it's like they just throw words out there like they have no meaning. We gotta deliver to the people responsibly. What the hell have you been doing? What have you been doing for 2 years and some change? Oh my gosh, this is so bad. This is so bad. They're not going to admit it. I'm sure Governor Westmore is going to be, he's going to be questioned on this. They're going to ask him, you know, what is going on? Well, you're talking about the economy. You're talking about commerce. You're talking about the port, right? You're talking about whether or not we thrive here, not just in Maryland. And Governor Westmore talked about this. The Baltimore port is pretty darn important in this country. You've got products coming in and out of that port. The fact that we don't have the bridge, you've got trucks going through the tunnels, you've got all this jam-packed, you know, traffic on 95 and other thoroughways. And then on top of it, don't forget, truckers are only allowed to drive so many miles and for so many hours a day. So when they're sitting on 95 for two extra hours because the key bridge is still in the damn water, what do you think that happens to you, the consumer? You've got products moving much slower, and who's going to be paying that price? You and I. I'm livid. Of course I'm livid, because we were just talking to Senator Schaling about this yesterday. He said yesterday that he was concerned about this Key Bridge project. You had it going viral not even 4 months ago, because people were laughing at the fact that it's still sitting in the damn water. And then you had Governor Moore come out and get in a tractor and drive down the port talking about, it's going, as he's hopping along. This is a disaster. If this doesn't show the people of Maryland that he should no longer be the governor, I don't know what will. He lied about having a Bronze Star. He lied about growing up in Baltimore, right? Allegedly. He lied about so many other different things. It's ridiculous, right? And I'm sitting here, he lied, even lied about being in a college football Hall of Fame. And we find out because the so-called Hall of Fame doesn't even exist. He's a pathological liar that can't get anything done. Why would you want him as an executive? And he thinks he can run for president? You think you can run and run 50 states? You can't even run a small state like Maryland. I doubt you can run a lemonade stand, Governor Westmore. And while you've got all these yes people around you, please hear me clearly. It's a no. It's a no for me, dog. We're going to talk about this as soon as we get back from break. It's also Wednesday, so we've got our Morning Market Flash, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with our friend Tim Herb from RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim. I hope you don't have to take the bridge across Dundalk or anything today. How are you?
No. No, I'm coming from the north, from Carroll County, Kim. So, don't have to take a bridge, that's for sure. Just a couple backcountry roads. Mike getting backed up by, you know, a combine here or there, a big...
Rub it in, Tim, why don't you?
Would you rather be stuck behind a big John Deere tractor or maybe coming across a bridge?
It depends, because Governor Westmore could be driving that tractor. You never know. Okay. That's what he does nowadays.
I don't know who you were talking about, by the way, about the College Hall of Fame, but I can tell you, as a former college football player, there is the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame. It's very easy to look into whether or not somebody is a member of the College Hall of Fame. Very easy. Every year,
yeah,
there's a class of new football players that are voted upon and are enshrined in the Hall of Fame for college football, coaches as well. So very easy to do some due diligence there, Kim, in case you need any help.
Yeah, I guess somebody should have told Wes Moore that, but, you know, it is what it is. Tim, what's going on in the market?
Well, let's talk about the economy. I know that's what you want to talk about as far as the markets overall. So, unfortunately, yesterday, U.S. equities, Kim, finishing lower on Tuesday and trading ending off of their worst levels. Dow was down just ever so slightly, 0.05%. S&P 500 futures, Kim, were off 0.5%, 0.49 to be exact. NASDAQ was down 0.9%. And then those small companies, what we call the Russell 2000 Index, the small caps, off 1.15%. Technology was mostly lower for the day. We had some various pockets of technology, like the semiconductor companies or stocks, Kim, that were down again after breaking an 18-day winning streak on Monday, which I talked about on Monday morning. But we had some other sectors in the economy that were laggards as well. And I think the market kind of shifted yesterday on Tuesday kind of to the defensive mode amid some questions, again, uncertainty about what's taking place between the U.S. and Iran, that conflict, whether or not that still remains at a standstill. And then there's some rampant concerns about some looming shortages overall in the physical market, oil, so forth. Right now we're looking at pressures from the energy disruption kind of remaining in the focus. Oh, actually, West Texas Intermediate, WTI, oil, Kim, moving back towards that $100 per barrel as this conflict continues. But, you know, we're getting also questions about various segments of our economy, about the whole artificial intelligence segment, AI, as we call it, that spend or investment in that particular area, the sustainability, because we're seeing companies like OpenAI missing some of their internal targets for weekly users and their revenue numbers. So that's having an impact, obviously, as well. Right now here this morning, S&P 500 futures are trading modestly higher than the level last reported earlier this morning and remain above yesterday's close. But stocks are not doing much ahead of this first wave of some of the earnings results we've had, especially those companies that represent what we call the Magnificent Seven. We saw some of those companies report after the close. Those include, Kim, Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft that we'll see. So, you know, looking at those numbers and looking at the overall reports right now, Dow futures are up about 10 points. As I said, S&P is somewhat flat, off about 0.5 right now, or unchanged. And then the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index up about 75 points. So right now, again, big day today. Investors are watching for any commentary from the Federal Reserve on inflation. The Fed meeting is, in fact, today, dialed in on whether or not the Fed's looking to do anything with interest rates. This may, in fact, be likely is going to be Powell's, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's, last meeting at the helm before his term ends next month. In May, coming up here very shortly. And then, of course, looking at his nominated successor, Kevin Warsh, as well. So there we have it for the Morning Market Flash. Kim, look forward to joining you on Friday morning, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, there we have it with Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. And looks like things aren't too bad. I thought it was going to be worse. I saw gas prices are up a little bit higher again. We'll talk about that at 11 o'clock hour. Right now, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Governor Wes Moore has decided that the contractor they're using, Kiewit, apparently their numbers are too high. Now, we've already known this. We've known this for over a year now, right? Because they came out with another number that was double and a half of the number that we originally heard from experts after the collapse of the Key Bridge. And so I'm going to get right to the phone lines here. I cannot believe this. I can't believe this. So the Key Bridge, in case you're just joining us, the Key Bridge is no longer under contract. Nobody's working on it. Okay? Phase one, they were to drive piles into the ground underwater, and they came up with the design. That's it. Now, with the contractor coming in, whoever they hire, what are they going to say about this design? What if they can't do it? What if there's too many liabilities? Anyways, let me go to the phone lines. I've talked about it enough. I've got Barbara in Baltimore. Hey, Barbara.
I feel you, Kim. I can feel you. I mean, you're coming across with exactly how most people should feel in this state. And you're really very restrained, I can tell. But the DEI hires just don't work. You cannot hire people based on what they look like. And you just can't. Westmore was never competent, never competent to run a state. I don't know why Larry Hogan, who should bury his head in shame, why he got behind him and backed that man to run this state. And as for that bridge, the person, whoever, whatever company started that bridge should have been the one to finish that bridge.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, the new people, they're going to find some insufficiencies with whatever has been done by the other one.
Yep. Yep. And they were driving the piles in the ground, Barbara. You're absolutely right.
They're going to find a problem with it. They don't know the structure. They don't know how it was done. To rely on that, to build the rest of the bridge on, is sheer stupidity. Would you take on that responsibility?
Absolutely not. That's a liability.
I wouldn't. If it was my business, there's no way. And he should have known that. He should have done some research. He should have talked to Ron DeSantis, who's built a bridge, by the way, has built a bridge since the hurricane of 24. I think it was Helene that tore up everything down there, or whatever. It was one who did it.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis has rebuilt a bridge.
Yeah. Well, Robert,
so
great.
It's not like it's rocket science.
It's not.
He's so busy.
Well, great.
Doing his public relations crap.
Yeah. Well, great point there, Barbara. I gotta take a break here. Yeah. No. Great points as always. You too. You too. We'll be right back with more.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Accused of advocating the assassination of President Trump, former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted. Comey insists he's innocent. State dinner at the White House last night for Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla. Today, the royal couple is in New York City. Among other places, they'll stop at the 9/11 memorial site, visiting with victims' families and first responders. Fierce thunderstorms have swept across parts of Texas, sending at least two people to the hospital. Powerful winds ripping the roofs off of homes, flattening buildings and mineral wells. That's about 45 miles to the west of Fort Worth. Virginia Supreme Court has refused to lift a lower court order, blocking, at least temporarily, certification of that new Democrat-friendly congressional map in Virginia. More details at SRNNews.com.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a rainy day ahead of us with rain pushing through the area, downpours at times, along with the potential for some strong to even severe storms later this afternoon and this evening. Temperatures in the upper 60s today. Rain and storms will depart late tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. After that, we'll welcome back some sunshine on Thursday, breezy and cool with temperatures in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Field here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's no longer under contract. Barbara, great points. Thank you for calling in. If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Really quickly, before we get right back into this conversation, I've got callers, I've got your text messages. I just wanted to let you know, because it's 9:35, and we're going to try to stay on time with this. It's 9:35. All right, the poll question yesterday, should Jimmy Kimmel be canceled? Do you remember that? Well, here are the results. 528 of you said yes, and only 54 said no. It's just comedy. So, when you had Melania Trump and President Trump saying enough is enough, asking ABC to remove him at his show after making such terrible comments, not just even about Melania and President Trump, but also Charlie Kirk. I can't believe he got his show back after the Charlie Kirk comment, honestly. And so then he was given a second chance, and he said that Melania Trump, she basically looks like a glowing widow or something like that, something along those lines. And then 2 days later, you had the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where a shooter decided to run into the hotel lobby and start to fire shots. And so 528 of you said, yes, you want to see Jimmy Kimmel removed. So there you have it. Also, today's question, our poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you trust your local leaders at the county level? Yes or no? WCBM.com. Do you trust your leaders at local leaders at the county level? Now, this is going to make sense at 11 o'clock hour because we're going to talk about the latest UMBC poll, which talks about the local leaders. And I will tell you guys, because I always thought, are these polls, are they accurate? Are they really going out to both Republicans and Democrats? Just so you guys know, I was sent this poll via text message. I actually took part in the UMBC poll that came out this morning. I guess maybe that was last night. And so I just want to let you know that they're real. If you haven't received a text message, I did. I took part in this poll. So we'll talk about that again in the 11 o'clock hour. But it looks like most of you want to see Jimmy Kimmel canceled for what he had to say about Melania and President Trump. All right, right back into the Key Bridge conversation. Again, Barbara, great phone call there. You're right. Here you've got another contractor who they don't know who this person's going to or who this company's going to be yet. And now they're going to have to look at what has been done so far, right? We know that Kiewit did the demolition, and they were supposed to handle driving the piles underwater. And so even just, the fact that that's the only thing that has been done in 2 years, like, just let that sink in. It's been 2 years and some change, and we have piles being driven into the water, and yet, into that foundation there, and yet that part of it's not even completed. Kiewit said they're not even done yet. And that's just phase one. So let's go ahead into the phone lines here. I've got Scott in Kingsville. Scott, what say you on this Key Bridge? Do you think it's even going to be up by 2030?
Okay, here's the problem. The people that know the least are the ones that speak the loudest. Now, anybody smart would have said, we want a billion-dollar bridge built. There's all kinds of materials you can build a bridge with. You can go precast, you can go cable stay, you can go a concrete arch bridge, you can go conventional girders to span to the piers. There's all kinds of different ways you'd build a bridge. Now, you don't have to have something that's like a 20-lane highway for a tractor-trailer to go down, so you don't need a massive width for the ships to get through, and you just put dolphins around the piers, so you don't want a real long bridge span, especially cable stayed, because you can, if at a later point in time you want to add lanes, you can't with the cable stayed bridge. So as traffic increases somewhere down the road, somebody says, well, let's add a lane here. You can't do that, number one. Number two, Kiewit's contracts. They shift all the responsibility onto subs and suppliers, and they don't want any responsibility. So the subs and suppliers are going to bid 20% higher if Kiewit's a construction manager, just because Kiewit does not engage in fair contracting with the subs and suppliers. That's well known. Number three, there is a heavy minority mandate for this job. So whether a person is qualified or not qualified, you had to have a certain amount of people that were a certain coloration, which is totally bull. Anybody who's qualified, black, white, green, whatever, should get the job. If you don't have any idea or any expertise, the contractor can't afford to hire. But when you have that in the specification, you got to put money into it. So there's all kinds of variable things. But the problem is, so many people are saying, as if Kiewit was a jewel. No, they were overpriced from the beginning, and they should have never been selected from the beginning. And if somebody wants the biggest bang for the dollar, they say, okay, open market, I'll give you $1 billion, you build this bridge. And I guarantee you, you put that out there, you will get a contractor that will say, okay, I'll build it for $1 billion, and end the conversation, and it'll be built in 3 years.
All right, Scott, a couple questions. Thank you for calling in. A couple questions. Obviously, you have some expertise here. What is your expertise?
Yes. I've been in construction for 50 years.
For 50 years. Have you worked on a bridge previously?
Yes, all kinds of bridges.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Again, thank you for calling in. Right. You know, and you're talking about Kiewit. I guess, obviously, and I said this earlier, the price was already high. So you think for sure they knew that they were going to come in at a higher rate, and especially because they were hiring all these other contractors, outsourcing some of this work.
Yeah, Kiewit actually would not do a lot of the work themselves. The subs and suppliers do the predominance of the work. And Kiewit is notorious for not offering a fair and reasonable contract to the subs and suppliers. So you got two options. You either got to pad your price because you know contractually they're putting liability on you that you have no control over, but they don't want to have any liability towards the subs and suppliers. And I can go into detail what that's all about, but it would take a while. So, yes, Kiewit is not the ideal contractor you want to be doing something like this if you're looking for economy.
And so, Scott, I just want to make sure I have this accurate.
Yes, ma'am.
In your view, do you think that we are in this position 2 years later right now because of the DEI mandate?
That is part of it.
That's
a component.
Okay. What's like, if you're putting it all together, what other factors are there for you? Is it environmental reasons?
There again, I would get rid of the cable-stayed bridge. That's great if you like the Mona Lisa, but if you want the biggest bang for your dollar, get rid of the cable-stayed bridge. It just gives you a long center span, but it's very costly, and come up with what's called a concrete arch bridge. Gives you plenty of room for the ships to get through, and then you put the dolphins around the piers. So just because you don't have a quarter of a mile width from pier to pier that's an opening, it can be less. The tractor trailers can still get up and down the highway. You don't need a 10-lane road in order to accommodate the tractor trailers. So you got to say, well, dollar for dollar, wouldn't it be cheaper to just put dolphins around some of the piers in case some nitwit can't fit through a 1,000-foot wide area? If somebody's so, you know, either dumb or has a malfunction, then you put dolphins around piers. That's what people do to protect the piers. You protect the piers, there's no problem. And there again, I would never do a cable-stayed bridge.
Well, Scott, I appreciate your time. It sounds to me like you've got the DEI mandate that was put in place by Governor Westmore. He wanted this cable stay bridge. That was the design that he wanted.
Right.
So again, another Westmore decision. It still sounds to me, Scott, that a lot of this falls on our executive not being able to make executive decisions.
Yeah, he was too worried about his little pet things instead of worry about dollar for dollar what's the best bang for the taxpayer. He was worried about his people that will vote for him and support him as long as he's black and suave and does everything that they want. Then he's going to get reelected. That was his focus, not the focus on the people as a whole. Where am I giving the taxpayer the best return on its investment?
Well, Scott, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
I mean, look, again, the fingers are still pointing towards Governor Westmore. He can't even blame Trump in this situation. Because remember, you've got Transportation Secretary Duffy. He's still saying, yes, you know, the federal government, which is still us taxpayers, you know, they're going to take on the freight of the price of us. And then he even came to town and saying, all right, what's the deal? Remember, they also had Governor Westmore and friends down at the White House asking what's going on. And so, again, the DEI contracting part of this, which I thought President Trump told him to get rid of it in the first place. Isn't that what happened in the last meeting? I got to go back and take a look at the notes. I thought they already told Westmore enough with the whole color, the race thing. And then on top of it, this cable stay bridge, okay? We've seen the blueprint. We've seen the renderings. Yes, it's a beautiful bridge. I don't know about you guys, but I don't need a beautiful bridge. I'm not looking for the vanity piece. I'm looking for a bridge that works, that can go up efficiently and quickly and effectively. I don't need it to look cute. It's a bridge. Again, these are, for me, it's still pointing to Governor Westmore making poor decisions. I got another call here, and then we'll get to your text messages. I got Peter in Hamilton. Peter, what say you on this one?
Well, this is a roundabout statement, but I heard they're going to, it has to do with the Key Bridge. I heard they're going to build a space station on the moon with a three-story statue of Donald Trump. That'll be done before the Key Bridge is built.
That's a possibility, Peter. That's where we're headed. Peter, what year do you think that we'll finally see this bridge, if you were to take a guess?
I don't know. It seems to be pushed back later and later. I used to use that bridge all the time to go to Annapolis. It was a beautiful bridge. Traffic was beautiful. Attached to Highway 97 beautifully.
Yeah.
Now I have to look at my clock and see what time. I don't want to get caught in the tunnel all the time.
Right, right. Same thing. I leave D.C. a little bit earlier because I don't want to get stuck on 95. Peter, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week, Peter.
You too.
Thank you. And that's another thing. You know, Peter, thank you for bringing that up. You know, it does. It changes your lifestyle. It changes how you do things. I got to leave D.C. earlier, right? So I'm less productive in D.C. because I got to make sure I'm back up here to pick up Olivia at a certain time. And so, you know, I'm not even getting everything that I need to get done in D.C., because I've got to get back at a certain time for my child. And so, of course, that's my responsibility. That's on me. But, you know, when the Key Bridge was up, there wasn't this rush. There wasn't, you know, I didn't have to do all of that. This has been a nightmare for so many people. So many people in the DMV and beyond. And the fact that they're just kind of twiddling their thumbs and they're still thinking about DEI contracts, they're still thinking about making the bridge look pretty. I mean, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. And then the pile driving. You know, obviously I don't work on any of this stuff. But, you know, when Governor Moore was there for his last photo op, you know, the 2-year anniversary of the collapse, he made it sound like we had more than just piles. He made it sound like we had so much more going on in the water where we were getting, you know, closer. There's another step. There's another phase. And then we find out from Kiewit and the Department of Transportation, that's just not the case. That's a lie. We're nowhere near that. All right, I want to read your text messages here, and then I guess we'll wrap the conversation up. And, you know, look, it's sad, but, you know, what are we going to do? We're sitting here, we're dependent on the government. This is what happens when you depend on the government. That's why I don't know how people live like this. Like those that have to use government assistance, even those that are getting, you know, disability things, I don't know how you do it. They're so incompetent. I don't know how you're able to do it. And look, and I know some people are in a position where they, you know, that's all they have. That's all they can do. And my heart goes out to you. All right, let's see some of these text messages. John says, hey, Kim, I agree the leaders of blue states will be the death of those states. Let's see. This is about going. All right, John, I promise you. John, listen to me. I promise you. If I can go live on Rumble, I will. Okay, I promise you that. I am driving back and forth to D.C., like I just said. By the time I get back up here, I got to go pick up Olivia. Okay, nobody wants me to go live with Olivia standing on my shoulders, which she sometimes does. Okay, because that's, and like, I've got one of those kids. I'm a helicopter mom for sure, but I've got a kid that is attached at the hip. Like, she doesn't walk away from me. When I love her, and so it's fine. But I, you know, once I pick her up, I don't get a ton done. I'm not too productive. Let's see, I've got, T texted. He says, all this talk about the Key Bridge. What about the current Route 50 Bay Bridge? Have they done anything there to prevent another accident like the Key Bridge? What is preventing a ship from crashing into it currently? You know what? Nothing. The Spend More administration is MIA, and the roads suck. Potholes everywhere. Their concerns lie with criminals and illegals, not hardworking Marylanders like me, whose family has been in Maryland since 1729. Again, comes in from Tim. Says a great show. Thank you, Tim. And you know what? And you're so right. These people. And here's another piece of this. Because I guess you could say there's something could be said for those that have grown up in Maryland, that have lived there their whole lives. Remember we were talking about those that are from Baltimore? You know, usually the voters were like, oh, yeah, they're from Baltimore, so I want to vote for them. Now I can kind of see it a little bit with this whole bridge situation, right? Because Wes Moore, you can tell that there's nothing really for him. If you've noticed, like for like say Peter that just called, right? He says, oh, I've looked at that bridge. It was a great bridge. It got its job done, da-da-da-da-da. Wes Moore doesn't have that connection. It is clear. It's clear. I don't think he realizes even how bad traffic is right now. I don't think he gets it. I don't think he's in the, you know, in the same boat with us. I think he's so far removed. That's why he's always traveling all over the country. I think he's so far removed from what's going on here at home that he doesn't understand how much better it was for everyone else. You know, the same thing with the affordability aspect. Right? I mean, you know, he's always, you know, talking about President Trump and all those other things. But there was a time where our vehicle registration wasn't so high. There was a time where our property taxes weren't so high. There was a time where our schools were actually doing what they were supposed to do, which is teaching the children. There was a time when all these things, you know, did happen. And I think that Governor Wes Moore, he looks at it as, oh, well, you know, I'm coming in and I'm saving the day and I'm going to be a great governor and I'm going to go on to be a great president. Dude, we've been here. We know how it used to be. We know that Maryland can be better and we know that you suck. We know these things. Let me go back to the phone lines here. I've got Herb in Baltimore. Hey, Herb, how are you?
I'm good. Tim, I just want to add a couple things.
Sure.
It goes to show how people, you don't hire the proper managers. And they don't think about the future. It's like you complain, which I always did when I was running around the Beltway every day doing construction work, that, you know, they're always doing construction on 695 or somewhere else because they're either widening the roads or improving the roads to accommodate the traffic. If they're going to build this bridge, they ought to think about the future, not like the gentleman who said before, well, you don't need this bridge for this money. Trucks, or you don't need it for that because you don't know the future. Unless you're going to be somebody working on highways all the time and you want perpetual work, build it insufficient to start with, and then you always have work repairing and making it sufficient for it. It's the same thing that's going on right now that people are complaining about and complaining about what Trump is doing. He's looking at the future. The things that he is doing now with different things in Venezuela, with the things in Iran and the things over with OPEC and everything else, he's not looking at fixing the problem of today or maybe next year. He's thinking about years in the future. And you would have planners that are managers and understand that people like you and I who travel around the Beltway all the time and around 695, 95, and we know we see the problem because the highway is insufficient. It wasn't built wide enough for the future or for today. And that's where the whole problem comes in. I mean, it's insanity just to keep voting people in these offices who really don't have a vision or really don't have the skills or the mentality to think about the future, what's happening. They think about the now, and that's where it comes in. If they build a bridge, when they build the bridge back, they ought to build it two more lanes wider than what it was before. And then it would accommodate more things. And in doing that, they'd have to take in they should widen the road while they're doing it, that when you come off to go to 10 and the rest of the highways. Because right now, you know yourself, the highways are insufficient for the traffic that we have now. And when they built them for a population that was far less than what it is now, not thinking, oh, wait a minute, maybe the population might grow. Even though the population has decreased in Baltimore City, the suburbs and all are gaining more people, but people are moving out because of the taxes are insane because of more and the rest of them. The infrastructure, my point is, they're not planning the infrastructure to keep up with population of this country and this state and this county.
Well, Herb, well put. Well put. And I think you're right. Trump looks at the future. Governor Wes Moore can't see too far in front of his shoes. Herb, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. We'll talk more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Critical Threats Project at the American Enterprise Institute think tank estimates that Tehran will likely has until April 29th tomorrow before its onshore storage facilities are filled. If I actually think it's probably time for the president to start saying, okay, we're going to take out 10% of infrastructure every 3 days until you finally give in. Because at some point, they're going to realize this is now permanent damage. They won't have an economy. Their odds of survival are that much lower. If we were able to factor in arming the people in Iran so they can fight back with something instead of a slingshot or throwing a rock at armed Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, I think that would be helpful as well.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're still talking about the Key Bridge, and great points there heard from you. You got to look at the future here, and that's not happening. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call here, and then we'll continue this conversation after the break. I've got Ron in Essex. Ron, did you want to weigh in? I got about a minute.
I do, Kim. First of all, I want to say that people are getting from point A to point B because they're going around the beltway or the tunnels. This bridge is never going to be built. The Democrats are going to use that money, and it's better used for their agenda.
Oh,
think I said
so.
That when the bridge went down, and I don't believe this bridge is ever going to be built.
Well, it's definitely not going to be up before, I think, 2035, that's for sure.
It won't be in my lifetime, and I'm 65.
All right.
I don't think it's ever going to be rebuilt. People are still getting around, but, hey, we're the Americans, we're inconvenienced, and that's what they like.
Yeah, they don't seem to care about our inconvenience. You're so right about that, Ron. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You're welcome, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. Then we got to get into what's going on at the Towson Town Center. Apparently, Councilman Mike Ertel, he's saying that it's just your perception. It's your imagination. There isn't any crime. That carjacking never happened. Right? I mean, think about it. Again, I don't know how people are voting Democrat. I don't get it. I'm trying to be open-minded. So much more when we get back. Stay right there.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Accused of advocating the assassination of President Trump, former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
Ellis Boyle, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina. Comey insists he's innocent of arranging seashells on a North Carolina beach in such a way as to advocate the assassination of the president. He posted a picture of it on social media. State dinner at the White House last night for Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla. Earlier, the monarch addressed joint meeting of Congress, acknowledging turbulent times that challenged the U.S., the U.K., and the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, which pose immense challenges for the international community and whose impact is felt in communities the length and breadth of our own country.
A 45-year-old man is under arrest on suspicion of attempted murder after a stabbing in a London neighborhood with a large Jewish population. It's under investigation as an anti-Semitic attack. The victims, man in his 30s, another in his 70s, said to be in stable condition. Fierce thunderstorms have swept across parts of Texas, sending at least two people to the hospital. Powerful winds ripping roofs off homes, flattening buildings and mineral wells. It's about 45 miles west of Fort Worth. Virginia's Supreme Court has refused to lift a lower court order blocking, at least for now, certification of that new Democrat-friendly congressional map in Virginia. Wall Street, the Dow is down 254 points. NASDAQ is off 24. More on these stories. Town Hall.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that internal documents show how Mayor Brandon Scott's administration worked behind the scenes to secure millions of dollars from a taxpayer-funded nonprofit meant to support grassroots youth programs, bypassing the group's typical grant process and drawing criticism from city leaders. Records obtained through a public information request by Spotlight on Maryland reveal months of coordination between the mayor's office and the Baltimore Children and Youth Fund, a nonprofit that receives more than 99% of its funding from city taxpayers. The communications show how the partnership was pitched, revised, and ultimately approved, even as city council members raised concerns about transparency, oversight, and whether the money was being used as intended. And Maryland's plan to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge hit a major setback Tuesday as state officials abruptly canceled a key construction contract, undercutting Governor Westmore's repeated claim that the project was the nation's fastest-moving large infrastructure effort. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on sports.
O's win last night, powered by the polar bear.
Pete Alonso out to right field. Some opposite field pop for Pete Alonso. His fourth home run as an Oriole. The polar bear shoots one the other way in a hurry.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Alonso finding the seats, a two-run shot in the fifth, giving the Birds a 5-1 lead on their way to a 5-3 win over Houston. After the game, manager Albanez said the polar bear is waking up.
When Pete is right, especially over the years, like he's driving a ball to right center field, right field, so it was good to see him stay with his swing and stay with his approach and put a good swing on it.
Now, tonight's game is weather permitting. Heavy rain in the forecast for Baltimore. If it happens, Chris Bassett will take the ball at 6:35 p.m. A bit of an unusual move by the Ravens yesterday, actually two, both involving quarterbacks. The team signing both Diego Pavia and Joe Fagnano, both undrafted free agents, to three-year contracts. This coming after initially just inviting them to try out on Friday. Coming up in 30 minutes, when you get the call of a lifetime. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 59 in Bowley's Quarters, 57 in Pikesville, and 59 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You're just joining us here in the second hour. In the first hour, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Because, of course, yesterday we were talking to Senator Salen here on the show. And we were asking him about, you know, the process. Where are we with the Key Bridge? It's been 2 years and some change, and we've seen nothing. And so it was confirmed that, yeah, pretty much nothing has been done. There's been some piles that have been driven, I guess, underwater. But as Barbara pointed out, you know, now that they could be looking for a new contractor, as they're telling Kiewit that their price is too high. Meanwhile, we've known this forever, but now I guess they finally realized that in the governor's mansion. And so now we're looking for a new contractor. Now, I do wonder, because we had, was it Scott, right? Scott called in and was giving us some information, his expertise there. I do wonder, are they going to try to figure out another, you know, another contractor that has, like, the diversity boxes checked? Because then you're back in the same boat. And as Scott was pointing out, it's like, yeah, well, you outsource all this stuff because you're trying to hire, you know, whether it's a black contractor or Hispanic or whatever, and maybe they don't have that capacity. Maybe they don't have the size to get these things done, and they want to outsource it to other contractors. So then you're going to end up in the same boat because, of course, you know, those contractors are still going to look for, you know, the check that they need. And, of course, at the same time, that diversity hire is going to be looking for, you know, to make some money on their own. And I guarantee you, as many people have pointed out this entire 2 years, you know, whoever gets this contract and whoever moves forward with this huge project and makes a ton of money off of it, I'm sure Governor Wes Moore is going to be looking at them to help with his presidential run. So we're going to, you know, get to your comments here. I do have a couple people on the phone that I want to get to as well. Many people are weighing in, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. This is a mess. This is a mess. And I know I was making a joke earlier about my daughter being able to erect a bridge with Legos faster. At this point, I'm kind of serious, okay? A couple kids from the neighborhood and Olivia, I'm kind of serious. And then that's another question on this. Who's the project manager? Like who is managing the day-to-day? How are you just now raising the alarm on the price tag? I mean, these discussions should have been happening for over a year now. As soon as you had the rendering, you should have known exactly how much this was going to cost. Now, we see inflation, but usually, you know, you cover that. This is just, it really is. If I were Wes Moore, I'd be embarrassed. I've got Dave and Glen Burnie. Dave, when do you think this bridge is going to finally go up, or if at all?
Yes, I don't know. I know you said earlier, Wes Moore has no idea about the traffic, and I agree 100%. When that bridge came down, I thought to myself, they should suspend all the construction on the Beltway. And then I said, well, maybe they couldn't. But they said for 2 years they've been adding more and more construction. They just put all these barriers up at the top of the Beltway. It's like, well, can this guy get a clue? Stop doing the construction on the Beltway.
No, you're absolutely right. And they, you're right. They just added more right there by that Putty Hill exit on 695. So they added another camera over there. Yeah, it's a mess, Dave. It is. It's a mess.
Somebody needs to clue him in. It's never going to happen. That bridge will never get done.
Yeah, that's what Ron just said on X6. I don't, you know, now that he said that, I'm wondering if they're just going to leave it, just saying, oh, well, you know what? So what? Traffic's bad. So what? You know, they might say that, and they might take the money that they did receive already and run, you know, because Joe Biden did write a check, which is why I thought we'd be further by now. But, Dave, I appreciate you. You're so right. They should have suspended that that construction there. That would have made things a little bit better. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Have a great week. I mean, he's right. I mean, 695, look, and I know people complain about it. Remember the government workers? And then you know, the nice young lady that was calling in, she's like, I don't want to go back to the office. Because remember, they were able to work from home. And she's like, the traffic is too bad. And it is. It is bad. Now, that's not a reason why you shouldn't be going to work. But, like, you know, it is bad. It is bad. And the light over there, the camera, the traffic camera over there on that Putty Hill exit. I told you guys, I got one of those already. It was like $200-something. They're so expensive. And we know for a fact that they have a spending problem in Maryland. So if they can generate revenue from us, they're going to continue to do it. And that's kind of what Ron was saying, our caller before the break. He said, look, if they inconvenience us, they don't care. They don't actually care about this. Let's go ahead to the phone lines. I got Garrett and Crofton. Garrett, did you want to weigh in?
I do. Hey, Kim, you're great.
Thank you.
So they're not going to find another good builder because in the Department of Transportation rules in order to work for them, they have something called, I believe it's MED, Minority Economic Development, and you have to have a 31.5% minority employment of your company. So it doesn't matter about the record of the business, doesn't matter whether they come in on budget, doesn't matter about the quality, doesn't matter about the speed of the company. It only matters about if they have the minority. You know, another thing that people are talking about are the businesses around down there. You know, those businesses are dying down there, obviously, because they're not getting the traffic that comes in around that you know, part of the Beltway. Don't you think minorities work there? I mean, so they're hurting minorities. They possibly could be hurting minority-owned businesses down there. And then also, where are the greenies? You know, I mean, here they're traveling three quarters of the way around the Beltway rather than a quarter away around the Beltway. You know, where's the environmentalist? And then one more thing about the vision of our politicians. They have no vision. In Crofton here, we just finally got a high school after, 30-some years we should have had one here. And it was over capacity within 5 years.
Wow.
So they sure had the economic development, planned for what builders were building, years out. They could have made it the right size, but they want us to be on the hook to need them for everything under the sun. If we don't need them, if everything's solved, then we don't need them. So I don't know, a couple of things. And that caller was looking for the word vision before, vision of our politicians.
Yeah, no, great points there, Garrett. And, and I say this all the time, there are Democrats that can get things done, right? Like, I like State's Attorney Ivan Bates. I just wish the voter would look at the individual and say, okay, who out of this race, who can get the job done? That's what I'm hoping they do in November, but I won't hold my breath.
Garrett, they'll never get the job done if the rules are in there because they're too stringent, right? They'll never get a company to come in. And even the companies that can come in, they already know they can overcharge. That's why they're over budget.
No, that's true. That's true. And it really is. It's a sad sight, and they got to pull back these regulations. It just doesn't make any sense. Garrett, great points. Thank you for calling in.
You're awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. No, those are great points there. If those mandates are in place where you've got to have so much, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Do this based on merit. I can't tell you. You know what? They should do a survey or a poll. I wonder if UMBC would do it, because I know they did talk about the key bridge just a bit. How many people, and maybe we'll make this for tomorrow, how many people actually care? How many people actually care if it is a minority business or not that's getting some of these large projects done, construction-wise? I would think that even minorities don't care. That's what I would think. I would think they wouldn't even care. Like you want it done. It's your tax dollars. You have no say in how it's being spent to begin with. The least you can do is get it up in a timely fashion. Anyways, let me go back to the phone lines. I will read your text messages here. I've got Robin in Fells Point. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that Indian River Inlet had bad bridge, and they decided that they were going to go with some kind of diverse company and whatever. Well, they stopped it in mid-construction because the people just weren't qualified. So they had to stop construction. And they hired, I don't know what the company was, and I believe it was an overseas company. I don't care. You hire the best. You do not want to have shifting and I don't know what it was, but they didn't. All they did was like put it on sand, and that, of course, it's a different bridge. But you hire the best. You want the best because of safety. Why hire people that are mid-grade or lower grade? You hire the best. I don't care who, but you get a contractor that has experience in bridge building,
right?
Not, and they make sure that those people know what they're doing.
Right. Because, Robin, right now it sounds like, and maybe you have a different opinion here, I would love to hear from you. It sounds to me as if they just went this DEI route. And it's like, this contractor, what would have taken so long to get them, a number so they could have seen, at least months ago that this is going to be too much to do. For me, it sounds like their expertise in, getting other contractors and outsourcing things. It doesn't sound like they have expertise in building a bridge at all, which is scary.
That's who you need. You need bridge builders. Even if it costs, bring in the Army Corps of Engineers. I don't care. Get it done by experts, not by some, this should be easy. We can hire so and so and so and so and make a lot of money. Get experts.
Yeah, Robin, I agree. Yeah. Well, Robin, have a great week. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
I mean, look, and that's another piece of this. We don't have the best of the best. We don't have the brightest. We don't. And you know what? This is kind of how we do things, if you noticed. This is kind of how we do things. Now, people get mad at those that come over with the H-1B visas and all that. But even in our school system, do you think that we're actually educating our kids to be the best of the best? and the actual, you know, the brightest. No, we're talking to our kids about, you know, LGBTQ, IA stuff and, you know, all this other nonsense. We're not even churning out the best and the brightest. And this is kind of what that, you know, that back and forth Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy was having on X not too long ago. And remember, this is right before they started with Doge. And because of some of the things that Vivek Ramaswamy said, President Trump didn't bring him into the fold on Doge, you know, ultimately. And I looked at his comments and I thought, you know what? He's not wrong. I know, of course, we're America first. You know, absolutely. But at the same time, he's not wrong. There's in many industries, there are other countries that have better and brighter. And our school system should be top tier. But the curriculum, we're so focused on the nonsense. And even some of the things you see here in the state of Maryland, we don't even discipline the kids that are out of control. So then how can those teachers actually, you know, give us the best and the brightest when, you know, half the time they're yelling at the bad kid in the corner and they can't even remove them, right? Because thanks to Obama and friends, they said, oh, no, don't remove them because many of them are black. So keep them in the classroom, even though they look, you know, they act like animals. I'm just like, I'm looking at this thing and I'm just telling you, this is where we are. And the things that we're focused on today, our future doesn't look any brighter. It doesn't. Now, I know a lot of people feel like they can't say that because, you know, then they're going to be ridiculed and they'll be judged. And trust me, I understand it. So you don't have to say it. I will say it. We are catering to the worst of the worst. We're bringing in illegal immigrants that have done nothing in their countries. Right? Those that we're fine with running around Maryland, the juveniles that are carjacking people. We're going to talk about Monzi in a little bit and the sidestep program and what they've been doing over there. We're catering to the worst of the worst. This is why I said about Brandon Scott's latest state of the city address. He's catering to the broken, the broken. How the hell do you build a city catering to the worst of the worst? You can't. You can try. Let's go back to the phone lines. I've got Paul and Cardi. Hey, Paul. All right, Paul. All right, Paul cannot hang on. I got a text here from Matt. Matt says, this is a joke. How do you not have an idea of what phase two was going to cost, especially with the same company? Matt, great question. He says, I've never in my life seen this kind of business. I've done jobs in phases, and it's always been an X amount phase one, an X amount for phase two, and then an X amount for final completion date with total cost. This is why we need a businessman like Ed Hale. Westmore, failure as usual. You know, Matt, great point. Great point. You know, how is it that they didn't know this up front? Even with everything going on with inflation, right? Because that inflation ball began rolling under Joe Biden. So you would have to know. But the only thing I could think, Matt, you know, good questions again. The only thing I could think is that by the time this company, Kiewit, by the time they found the contractors they wanted to outsource to, and by the time they got the numbers back to them, then they crunched all the numbers, and then they said, all right, we still got to get our share. By the time they did all that, they finally submitted it, and then boom, here you have it, right? Then boom, there you have it. And it probably took this long. And they were fine with it because of what? Because it's a, you know, a DEI kind of hire. And they were like, probably, oh, let's give them time, right? Because you got to lower the bar of expectations. God forbid you hold them to the same standard. Yeah, you know, I used to laugh and I would joke. I said, oh, yeah, I'm the DEI hire in radio. I'm the DEI hire at WCBM. Look, let me just tell you what. If my ratings, if they were to completely drop off a cliff, if I wasn't producing, I would be fired. And I would expect it. And that's how we should look at, you know, any industry or anything, contractor, what have you. If you can't do the job, you're not getting it done. You're not being, you know, time efficient. You're not professional. We don't want you. I don't care what color you are. We don't want that. All right, we'll talk more about this when we get back. Real quick, if you are looking to upgrade your home, then you've got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. And whenever I stop in, and I told you guys about my friends, Mayor and Mayor, they make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. So if you're like me and you're addicted to these DIY videos on Facebook or whatever social media, trust me, you want to go buy Town Appliance because then you can see your vision come to light. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. Now, they are open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Go ahead and check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Todd Blanche's epic tenure as the leader of the FBI has resulted in another indictment. This time, Jim Comey, former FBI director, for spelling out 8647, a direct threat to Donald Trump in seashells. We shall see you in court, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the key brands. I want to get right to the callers here. I got a lot of people waiting online. I've got Matt in Dundalk. Matt, when it comes to the Key Bridge rebuild, what say you?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So I live over in the Dundalk area. I've gotten to know some of these Key Bridge workers, some of those guys that have come down from other states to help out. And what they're saying is the Maryland Transit Authority hasn't even approved the entire Key Bridge. For the last year, they've just been giving them tasks to do and not letting them bring in their full load, the complement of people to get the job done. And it's been ridiculous. And they said they're the only company that has the crane to get this done. So even with the contract being canceled, they'll probably be rehired within the next year anyway and be sitting doing the same thing.
Wait a minute. So do they say why it's been like this?
They say because the Maryland Transit Authority has been holding up a lot of the projects and for the requests for them to bring down more people in order to get the bridge done properly. A bridge like this, they say, takes 5 to 7 years. At this pace, they say it's going to be 7 to 10 years.
That is insane. That's insane, Matt. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you. Every story is disheartening, right? Every single story. It's ridiculous, but it's not shocking. I got JC in Baltimore. JC, what say you?
Good morning, Kim. Just to answer your question, should minorities build a bridge? Who cares? Let's have Americans do it. And forgive me if I'm a bit of an idealist, but I can call everyone's attention back almost 100 years ago when the stock market crashed. And I think it was like 2 or 3 years after that, Americans and immigrants built the Empire State Building in a year.
Yep.
And everybody has seen the photographs of men eating lunch on the I-beams.
Yep.
With no safety gear and taking care of business. And we say, you know, what happened to us? We were the problem solvers in the world. We took care of business. We saved the world, fed the world, clothed the world, led the world. Look at us now. Come on, people. We're on the radio talking about it, and it's great. Let's continue to do that. But what are we doing? Republicans aren't involved. Get involved. Talk to people. Remind them of real history. We built the Empire State Building in a year, ladies and gentlemen, a year. And this knucklehead down in Annapolis, we can't build a bridge. We don't know how to build a bridge. Are you bloody kidding me?
Yeah.
God bless you, Kim. Have a great day.
Great points, JC. You too. Great points. I think one of the things that happened was greed, right? We've had greedy politicians that have been lining their own pocket. I mean, I wish somebody would explain to me how, you know, Barack Obama gets into office, you know, a couple $100,000 in the bank, and now all of a sudden he's got this huge compound in Martha's Vineyard. Greed happened. I got Paul and Carney. Paul, I got about a minute here. You want to weigh in?
Yeah, hi. So I know a lot of people were saying this bridge is never going to be built, but that might be under Moore. But when he goes, hopefully very soon, like under Ed Hale maybe or somebody else, maybe they will build it.
And that's a good point there, Paul. That's a good point. We have to hope that voters are paying attention for sure. You're right. If a Republican was to get in, we would have the bridge. Paul, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh,
go ahead.
One more thing.
Yep.
Just about the DEI projects. I mean, that stuff is so ridiculous. I mean, it should go to the people that are most qualified. I don't care about color or anything like that. It should be the most qualified.
Yeah. Paul, I don't know a single black person that's going to be standing around saying, I hope this bridge was built by a black person. No, you're going to be thinking, I hope this bridge is built so it doesn't fall again. That's what you're thinking. Yeah, man. Paul, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like, even when if you're saying, they always talk about this, you go in to see a surgeon or, you know, remember they were talking about at hospitals, they wanted more minority doctors and surgeons. Nobody cares about that. I want to live, okay? So whoever can make sure that the surgery goes well enough so that I get up and I can go about my life, that's who I want. I don't care what color you are. I don't care at all. All right. Coming up next, we got to get into what Councilman Mike Ertel said about the Towson crime. Also, Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, they were there in front of Baltimore City Council. Let's get into some of their responses for their failures.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district. The high court concluding the district, represented by Democrat Cleo Fields, relied too heavily on race and its makeup. Knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in London has been declared a terrorist incident by police. 45-year-old man arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Two men were wounded. They're hospitalized in stable condition. Yesterday it was Washington, D.C. Today we'll find Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla in New York City, where they'll be meeting with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial site. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 189 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 7 points higher. The S&P is off just a fraction. This is SRN News.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's in an enviable position behind the plate.
And that ball's absolutely belted out to the right field wall. Masayo turns first, a little bobble by Smith. He's into second standing. He is volcanic hot.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson as both Oriole catchers deliver last night. Masayo was the DH with that scorcher. An RBI double down the line and Adley Rutschman behind the plate. Two hits, two runs driven in. As the Birds get past the Astros 5-3 the final, Rutschman hitting .345 on the year, Masayo raising his average 111 points in the last 10 games. Manager Abernaz was asked if he had the best catching tandem in the league.
Yeah, I would say it's up there. I'm biased, obviously. Get to watch these guys every day, watch them work, and yeah, I'd definitely say we have the best catching tandem.
Shane Baz, the winner last night for Baltimore, his first as an Oriole. If not this year, then perhaps next, the career of Marlon Humphrey in purple and black will be coming soon to an end. And the Ravens may have found his replacement in this year's draft talking about quarterback Chandler Rivers out of Duke.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chandler?
Yes, this is Chandler.
Hey, it's Eric DaCosta with the Baltimore Ravens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound nervous.
I am.
It's been a long, probably a long couple of days, huh?
Yes, it has.
When you come to Baltimore, you better thank the scouts because they really pushed for you this week.
Send me that playbook right now. Send me that playbook right now, coach.
Right now.
I'm ready.
Rivers reminds EDC of Lardarius Webb and Tavon Young. NCAA men's college basketball transfer portal closed yesterday, and Maryland's Hall drawing rave reviews, ranked fourth overall in the nation, trailing Duke, Texas, and Tennessee, headlined by highly touted point guard DJ Wagner. And finally, you remember this.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It was on this day in TV sports history, the debut of Wide World of Sports on ABC in 1961, hosted by Baltimore's own Jim McKay. Coming up in 30 minutes, the polar bear delivers for Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got a rainy day ahead of us with rain pushing through the area, downpours at times, along with the potential for some strong to even severe storms later this afternoon and this evening. Temperatures in the upper 60s today. Rain and storms will depart late tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. After that, we'll welcome back some sunshine on Thursday. Breezy and cool with temperatures in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to all of you. It's Wednesday. And of course, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The original contractor, Kiewit, has been removed from the job. And apparently, according to Governor Wes Moore's office, that it was just too expensive to continue with Kiewit. And they've only realized that 2 years later. But beyond that, I do love the fact that we've got new texters texting in today. And I appreciate you guys texting in. I'm going to get to some of those text messages in just a second. And don't forget, if you download the WCBM 680 app, it's easy to text in and call in the show that way and also take the poll question. The poll question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you trust your local leaders at the county level? And we'll get into the UMBC poll in which that is related to, but I want you to check the boxes here, yes or no. Do you trust your local leaders at the county level? I kind of know how you feel about the federal level because we talk about it often. We do talk about the state legislators, right? But I want to know, on the county level, how much do you trust them? Excuse me. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm coughing so hard. I was coughing all through the break. I need water. Brian, the producer. Is there a movie, Waterboy? That is a movie, isn't it? No, I'll get my own water in the commercial break. But, you know, to be honest with you, when you're thinking about what's getting done here, right? I know we talk about the potholes. We talk about all these other things. Our local leaders, you know, there are some counties and jurisdictions where I think that they do do a great job. And there's others where you're just kind of like, wait a minute, you know, are they out to lunch? Why aren't they just replicating what they see in counties that are getting it done? All right. Anyways, that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you trust your local leaders at the county level? All right. We're going to wrap up this conversation on the Key Bridge because we do. We have a lot to talk about today. Mark says, Kim, when major orchestras interview prospective musicians, the musician enters the stage behind a partition and plays once instructed. The judges make their decisions as to keep the existing employees or hire the new participant. This is a process that could be adapted to facilitate hiring contractors. Yeah, Mark, it's not rocket science, okay? I don't know what the problem is. I guess we just have incompetent leaders. Dan, also a first-time texter here, one caller mentioned it would be great if a Democrat could just get the job done. Well, then there will be 10 Democrats that will lasso the one individual back to the cesspool. Basically, you cannot think out of the box, nothing new. Well, it comes in from Dan. Dan, interesting point. Interesting point. I know I mentioned on the show, and I know we had Glenn Gilhar on the show, and Senator Carl Jackson called in from the dentist chair. But oh, thank you so much, Maggie. Thank you. Maggie Hunter with the water bottle. I love you. Thank you. So, and you know, and so Carl Jackson, he calls in from the dentist chair, and he's like, hey, you know, you guys are going over this bill here, and it's not correct, blase, blase. So then we started talking about Senator Carl Jackson and some of the votes he had this last session. And I pointed out, he voted against the Community Trust Act. He voted against the automatic charging for the juveniles, right? He believes that, you know, if they should be charged as adults, they should be. And there was a couple other ones where he really got in a lot of trouble, Dan, to your point, with other Democrats. And so, you know, for him, he's sitting in a tough spot. And I know that they like to take swipes at him because he's a Democrat. But if you look at it, he even voted alongside Senator Justin Reedy to not add a tax to the fishing license for the fees. So there's many times where he's voting with, quote-unquote, MAGA or Republicans. And so here, you know, you got Republicans online giving this guy a hard time. He's sitting there co-sponsoring bills for the IG with, you know, Delegate Ryan and Rocky and, you know, and others. And even Delegate Kathy Shalega, did that cocktails to go bill and everything like that, which helps, you know, local restaurants and business owners. Here's a Democrat that's actually doing a good job. And then we're like taking swipes and punches at him. And then meanwhile, at the same time, on the other side of it, he's getting chewed out by other Democrats. Because you're right, Dan, they try to lasso him back in, right? How dare you leave the plantation? You're on this plantation with us. How dare you say that these black juveniles are completely out of control? How dare you say, Senator Carl Jackson, that they need to be detained? Meanwhile, it's common sense. It's common sense. And so then, you know, you have the situation and it's like, man, we do have some Democrats out there that do want to do the right thing. And it's unfortunate because, Dan, as you point out in the text line, as soon as they don't toe the line, it's how dare you get back over here? Who do you think you are? And so, you know, it does. It happens that way. And that's why, look, State's Attorney Ivan Bates is going through the same thing. Ivan Bates is going through the same thing. They barely invite him to press conferences. You notice that? When they're talking about some of these arrests and the cartels and things like that, they barely invite him. Meanwhile, he's the prosecutor. It's his office getting the job done. But you know what? God forbid he's not putting out the right narrative. When he was running his campaign, remember what he said? He said, bring a toothbrush. He was telling the criminals, yeah, bring your toothbrush because you're going to jail. And they were mad at him. The George Soros-funded Democrats, they were mad. And then what happened? Then he won. And then they were really mad. I guess my point is, you know, for the Democrats out there that at least have some common sense, I understand, you know, we'll take the punches when they get it wrong. But if they're not getting it wrong, I don't know why we're taking the swings. Because, you know, with Republicans, yeah, we're outnumbered. And if we need some of those people on our team, get them on the team. Get them on the team. Doug says, morning, Kim. It took 4 years to build the second Bay Bridge. It's a bigger bridge than the Key Bridge. Yeah, Doug, yeah. I know. Doug, when it comes to the timeline, and look, they kept saying 2030, and now with this contractor, you know, being, you know, fired, they're saying that it's, they're not expecting too much of a change. They're hoping to find a contractor soon. You can't say that. You can't say that. It doesn't even sound like they have a contractor in mind. They didn't even say that. They didn't say, oh, we've got other prospects. Nothing. Yeah, they're not getting it done, so we're just moving on. Okay, now what? We'll call you. I mean, That's what it felt like. All right, Michael says, good morning, Kim. Wes Moore is just trying to drag this out to give his cronies more time to money grab and also trying to time this with the election run. Oh, trying to time this with the election run to say, see what I did. Yeah, Michael, he's definitely saying that. But here's what I will say, and I think many people are pointing it out. You've got Republicans running that can absolutely get this done. And if given the opportunity, they will do it in a timely fashion. And so Governor Moore, you know, I don't know what his strategy is here. We talked about his comments on Bill Maher over the weekend on Saturday. Remember he said he would get to debate and then strip naked or something like that. Remember he was like, I mean, now he's offering his body because he's like, he's got nothing left. He's like, look, I got it. I'm desperate. I got to do this one. You know, and that just tells you they're in a tough spot in the Moore administration, and they should be. You got Garrett. Hey, Kim, I just did a quick search, and if state funded 29% and the federal funded in Maryland is 26% under Maryland mandates in the Department of Transportation, programs with acronyms of MBE and DBE, the reason they do it is the politicians get their campaigns funded by the overpriced bridges. It should be a legal practice under employment laws. Garrett, it should be. But we know that's, you know, the government is immune to all that. I've got a text here from Craig. It says, survey idea, Kim. Would you rather have a bridge built by an experienced company or a company with a great percentage of minorities? Yeah, Craig. I'm pretty sure it would be 100% would they would rather see merit. 100%. Oh, man. All right. We've got so much to get into. If you still want to weigh in on that, you can also text me in the text line. Hopefully we'll get into some more texts before the show ends. But I got a lot of stuff to tell you about. And you might know about us already. Real quick, James Comey, if you saw his news and his name in the headlines, he's indicted again as DOJ probe deepens into ex-FBI chief. I am reading this from Fox News, by the way. Former FBI Director James Comey is vowing to fight the charges against him, with his attorney saying the former FBI director vigorously denies the allegations and plans to contest the case in court. Now, just so you guys know, James Comey, remember he had the seashells in the sand picture and it said 8647. Remember that? We did talk about it on the show. We did. We spent a little bit of time discussing it. And everybody was saying, well, that's crazy, right? Because, you know, of course, there's been other attempts on President Trump's life. He is president number 47. And usually when you 86 something, that means it's, you know, well, I know in restaurant world, they say 86 cream cheese. That means we don't have any, right? So, so he said, don't go out there offering cream cheese because we're out. And so he said 8647. And, you know, everybody looked at it, you know, pretty much the same way that he's saying that he would love to see President number 47 out of office. Now, what he meant by how to get him out of office, you know, that remains up for discussion. And I guess he's going to have that conversation in court because now the DOJ has indicted him as they were, I guess, probing into what those seashells absolutely meant. Now, there are some Republicans even saying, okay, this is crazy. This is like indicting the ham sandwich situation. They don't think this is going to go anywhere. But if you saw James Comey, his name in the news, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Now, whether or not it'll go somewhere, if you want my personal opinion, I doubt it goes anywhere. But look, I think now that you've had the third attempt on President Trump's life, who knows? This might get some legs. You never know. You never know. I also wanted to mention, because we had Doug and Mike Griffith on the show on Friday of last week, Kanaya's Law was signed into law by Governor Wes Moore just yesterday. And I saw Kanaya's grandfather and her mother. They were there at the signing with Delegate Mike Griffith. And I just want to say, what a strong family. And to Kanaya's mother, what a strong woman you are. I can't imagine what you're going through. The turmoil. I mean, just think about it. She probably feels guilty. She probably feels guilty. Here's a mother that, in case you're not familiar, Kanaya Ward is a 60-year-old young lady that was found dead in a Baltimore City hotel room. Her mother gave basically custody of Kanaya over to the state because, you know, she couldn't stay home 24/7 with Kanaya as she was, you know, basically having a mental breakdown and was possibly on suicide watch. And so the state said, sure, we're going to be able to help you. We'll make sure that she's with the caretaker 24/7 so she doesn't harm herself. Well, the caretaker wasn't taking care of her. And we learned from Doug and Mike Griffith on Friday, you know, the caretaker went into Kanaya Ward's hotel room that morning when she was found dead. She thought that she was just sleeping and the caretaker didn't get, you know, bother to wake her up. Meanwhile, it was a school day. So the caretaker didn't even care that Kanaya went to school or not, right? It was a school day. So she walks out of her room, comes back 5 hours later. 5 hours later. This is a girl that's supposed to be on watch. Her mother hands her over to the state because she doesn't want to leave her alone for 5 hours. Comes back in 5 hours later and then realizes she's taken the entire bottle of Benadryl. And she was laying there dead. My heart goes out to her family. And I'm so sorry they are dealing with this. But, you know, thank you to Delegate Mike Griffith for getting this done. There were other foster care students that were placed in homes with sex offenders. We found out they were being placed in homeless shelters and in hospital rooms. They were going back and forth to school, living in a hospital room. Pray for our kids in foster care and in the care of the system. Please pray for them. Very vulnerable. They have no one. This is the situation they're in. It's the situation they were born into. It's heartbreaking. Anyways, again, they did, Governor Wes Moore, I saw the photos. I think Maryland Matters has the photos if you want to check them out. But Governor Moore, you can see him, he's, you know, shaking the grandfather's hand. And he obviously, you know, even though I don't think he did his job in making sure that the foster care system or DHS was running well under the former secretary, Rafael Lopez. That's neither here nor there at this point. But, you know, the fact that he was gracious enough to show them so much grace in that moment. I do appreciate that. Anyways, just want to share that with you. Also, did I send over that audio of Mom Donnie? Did I send that over to you? Maybe I did not, Brian the producer. I don't think I did. Mom Donnie, in case you missed it, you know, that guy, he's such a gem there in New York City. Well, he was talking about free buses. You think he got it bad here? Man, Mom Donnie was talking about free buses and he's going to do all this. We're going to tax the rich and la, 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 la. Well, yesterday he came out and he had a press conference and he was standing there with the mayor of Albany. You know, Albany, New York, the capital there of New York State. Well, he was standing there with the mayor and Mom Donnie was announcing to New York City residents that they are completely out of money. So much so that he has to go to the mayor of Albany and beg for a check. Because apparently, Kathy Hochul, the governor, isn't writing one. And she had said before, I don't know if you guys remember, when Mom Donnie was elected, she said at that time she was not going to help pay for these free buses. Well, she wasn't joking. So now he's standing with the mayor of Albany. I don't know. You know, in Albany, it's not as blue as New York City. I wonder how many residents are upset by this. Because they're going to write them, write Mom Donnie a check to get the basics done, basic government functions done. But this guy, he went through so much money. He has spent so much money already. Now he's looking at a situation where he's got to go to other surrounding mayors and ask for a check. You see how well socialism works? See, this is what I'm talking about. And look, we've had my friend Latina, and we have other people from New York City on the show. And they were talking about how awful it was going to be. They had the choices between him and Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. And honestly, I will say with the Republican Party, a little of this is self-inflicted. Because, you know, the fact that they couldn't get Curtis Sliwa to drop out earlier, I thought that was a failure on the Republican Party. To be honest with you. Now, Curtis Sliwa, obviously, he does what he wants. But if they would have made, you know, some kind of deal with him, if it was a well-thought-out deal, I'm sure he would have taken it. I mean, he saw his own numbers. What did he have? I think at the end of the day, 11% of the vote? Well, anyways, that 11% would have really helped out Andrew Cuomo. And they wouldn't be in this Mom Donnie situation. So, a lot of it's self-inflicted, but I just wanted to just let you know, as you're taking the poll question for today at WCBM.com, do you trust your local leaders at the county level? Yes or no? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Don't forget, that's a poll question. We'll get into the UMBC poll as well. But I just want to let you know, there in New York City, that local leader is failing those residents, those constituents in record time. He was just elected. Has already spent every dime. Ugh, terrible. New York City, you hear all the people, Brad the producer, moving to Florida from New York City. The only thing that it really scares me because, you know, I like Florida and I don't want to go down there and it'll be a bunch of liberal New Yorkers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't want to be in that situation. I really don't. All right. We'll come back from break, and we'll wrap up this conversation, and we'll get into some others that are very important in the local area. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't, but no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. We have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so all you have to do is call 410-944-3100 or go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. If you can dream it, AES Builders and Home Improvement can design it. From kitchens and baths to basements, additions, and in-law suites, AES makes the process simple. All you do is come in with an idea, and they create the solution and even show you exactly how it will work before it begins. Sean and Steven, owners of AES, specialize in functional, beautiful spaces designed around your lifestyle and the way you live every day. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 and visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Epic parties start at Staples. You can grab Party City balloons, decorations, and tableware, plus matching custom invites, banners, and more right at Staples. That was easy.
Previously on Casey and Company.
This man offers no solutions, but somebody's pulling the strings for this dude because he just has no answers whatsoever until somebody gives him a solution or an answer. But if you're going to be quick to criticize the federal government, and yes, they are fair for criticism, especially in Washington, then I think you should at least offer some kind of solution instead of constantly chirping, criticizing ICE agents.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Jolene, all right. Jolene, so, yes, Mamdani is out of money. Kanaya's law, it has been signed by Governor Westmore. Thank goodness. Hopefully the foster care system will be just a little bit better because of it. Obviously, there's still a lot of problems for sure. I did want to just mention, did you guys see King Charles was down there on Capitol Hill yesterday? You saw it. King Charles and Camilla, right? Isn't that how Trump says it? Camilla. They were down there yesterday at on Capitol Hill and at the White House last night. They had a dinner with the president. And I saw pictures. Lara Trump, Eric Trump, they were there. Lara Trump, you know, she does like the cross body fit stuff. She looks amazing. She looks amazing. It's the cross body fit people, and then like the, they call it the Pilates princesses or whatever. They look so good. And it's like, you know, and they're not doing all the weightlifting. I wish I had time to be able to go to like the classes, because you know, you got to go at a certain time. So like if your Pilates class, Brian the producer, if you want to do Pilates or hot yoga, it's, you know, the class is at a certain time. And if it doesn't work with your schedule, then it's like, you know, you're not able to go. But yeah, I just, there's some people where you're just like, wow, they look so good. And then you find out they're like a Pilates princess. And you're like, all right, so I'll never have that situation. Because what Pilates classes are there at 4:30 a.m.? There aren't any. There aren't any. All right. I just wanted to mention this because, of course, the same people that were protesting No Kings, they were the ones that were so excited to welcome King Charles. You had Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures. She goes over to take pictures with him, and she's smiling ear to ear. They're all so excited. You had Kwasi Atfume. He's smiling ear to ear as well. He's so excited. And it's like, well, all of these people that were like, no kings, no kings. President Trump is walking around like a king. All of those people were like all over King Charles. So it turns out they love kings. It turns out they don't mind it at all. Also, there was a story I wanted to bring to your attention. I don't know if you guys saw. There are Iranian hackers. This is a Newsmax article. Iranian hackers targeting U.S. service members. Now, I read this and I thought, okay, you know, obviously, Iran, they're going to do whatever they can to kind of get out of the situation they're in with, of course, us and Israel. But I did see where Iranian hackers are targeting U.S. service members. So keep that in mind. If you have U.S. service members that are there now, apparently they're even, according to this Newsmax article, they're even hacking into their accounts and like emailing and messaging their loved ones and all kinds of stuff. You know, going through their banking. It's really crazy. Anyways, pay attention to what's going on. But they're I'm sure they're going to continue. There's going to be a lot of fallout, I think, from all of this. Hopefully, they'll come up with an agreement soon. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the crime in Towson and Monzi. Stay right there.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The High Court concludes the district, represented by Democrat Cleo Fields, relied too heavily on race in the way it was drawn up. 6-3 ruling fell along partisan lines. The Trump administration is pushing Congress to move quickly on funding the Department of Homeland Security.
The White House is warning Congress that funds to pay Department of Homeland Security personnel will soon run out. The Office of Management and Budget says in a memo that failure to pass legislation could spark new threats of airport disruptions and national security concerns. The House has come to a standstill as Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican lawmakers are tangled over various issues, including the Homeland Security funds. The memo could help the GOP leader pressure lawmakers to act. It says funding that President Donald Trump tapped to pay workers through executive actions will be exhausted by May. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are in New York City to meet with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial.
During his address to Congress yesterday, King Charles reflected on the attacks which took place 25 years ago this September.
We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
The King noted that NATO came to America's aid in the aftermath of 9/11. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in London declared a terrorist incident by police. 45-year-old man is under arrest. Two men wounded. They're hospitalized in stable condition. Voting along party lines, the Senate Banking Committee approving the nomination of Kevin Warsh to serve as Fed chairman. The final hurdle, a vote by the full Senate, probably next month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 247 points. Townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City has launched its first payment plan program for past due real property taxes. Mayor Scott says the program gives eligible residential property owners a flexible way to catch up on their past due taxes through manageable monthly payments. The mayor says overdue property tax bills should never be the reason that any Baltimorean loses their home. He says before now, residents didn't have a realistic way to catch up on the bills and stay in their homes. And this program changes that. Eligible residents are encouraged to enroll in a plan by May 12th. And one of the bills signed into law by Governor Wes Moore on Tuesday aims to protect Marylanders from data-driven price hikes in grocery stores. The Protection from Predatory Pricing Act makes Maryland the first state in the country to ban price manipulation practices. The legislation prohibits grocers and third-party delivery services from using dynamic pricing or an individual's personal data to set higher prices. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win.
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's win last night, powered by the Polar Bear.
Pete Alonso out to right field. Some opposite field pop for Pete Alonso. His fourth home run as an Oriole. The Polar Bear shoots one the other way in a hurry.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Alonso finding the seats, a two-run shot in the fifth, giving the Birds a 5-1 lead on their way to a 5-3 win over Houston. After the game, manager Albanis said the Polar Bears waking up.
When Pete is right, especially over the years, like he's driving that ball to right center field, right field, so it was good to see him stay with his swing and stay with his approach and put a good swing on it.
Now, tonight's game is weather permitting. Heavy rain in the forecast for Baltimore. If it happens, Chris Bassett will take the ball at 6:35 p.m. A bit of an unusual move by the Ravens yesterday, actually two, both involving quarterbacks. The team signing both Diego Pavia and Joe Fignano, both undrafted free agents, to three-year contracts. This coming after initially just inviting them to try out on Friday. Coming up in 30 minutes, when you get the call of a lifetime. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking widespread rain, heavy at times, along with some isolated storms. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Rain will wrap up later tonight, and then mostly cloudy, with temperatures falling back to near 50. From the Fox Fox 25 Weather Authority. I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Bel Air, 61 in Edgemere, and 60 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hope your day's starting out great. You know how my day started? I know you don't care. I know you don't care, Brian, the producer, but this morning I had to skip the gym because I don't know what I did. I think I pulled something in my back, and it's a weird spot. It's like the upper back, you know? So I was like, all right, let me not go to the gym today because that's just, you know, sounds like the better thing to do is just to kind of skip the day. Well, anyway, so then I get up and I'm like just, you know, doing my thing and I take the dog out and I'm feeding the dog and then I got to get Olivia up. And then I remembered, I was like, you know what? Usually when I go to the gym so early, I take out the recycling. And I didn't go to the gym, so I didn't take out the recycling. So as I go to open the garage, wouldn't you know it? I'm opening the garage. You know who's driving by? The recycling truck. I was like, no. So I get a bunch of Amazon boxes that I can't do anything with until next Wednesday. I was like, man, this is crazy. I said, of course the recycling truck is driving by as I'm opening up the garage. Anyways, I guess that's first world problems. That's not really a problem, is it? No, it's not. It's not. But I was upset about it. But other than that, the morning has been great. I have a real quick note here. Doug at Mike Griffith, and I love the fact that so many people listen to the show, but he's going to join us tomorrow. He could shed a little more light on the decision possibly made there with the Francis Scott Key Bridge and the contractor. So he'll join us tomorrow at 10:35 a.m. That'll be after Tori Snow, who will join us at 10 a.m. And, of course, his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Woo, a doozy. A doozy. So we'll talk to Tori at 10 and Doug and Mike Griffith at 10:30 tomorrow. All right, let's get right into this. Okay, so if you're just joining us, I got to ask you where the heck have you been? Because we were talking about the Key Bridge, the fact that the contractor has been canceled. Their contract has been canceled. And they're trying to make a statement now, the head of the Maryland Department of Transportation. They're trying to make sure that you guys know that they were not fired. They were on for phase one. And they just didn't keep going with the contract for phase two. And so they're saying they weren't fired. This is at this place in time. This is when they were going to make the decision. Okay, that's what MDOT is putting out now. What I will say is, why would you not know, as Matt in the text line pointed out earlier, why would you not know what phase two would look like until 2 years and some change later? Like, why? What took you so long to get here? And maybe that's what Doug and Mike Griffith will shed some light on tomorrow. Because it really is. It's unexplainable. All right, let's get into this. So, of course, we're talking about the crime in Towson. And if you were able to catch the 10 o'clock news on Fox 45 last night, I saw they keep showing my clip this morning, which is actually really cool. Maybe I said all the right things. You don't know. But I did talk about Towson Town Center, and I did mention on that show that many of you call in to WCBM and you voice your concerns with what's going on in Towson. And I saw where Councilman Mike Ertel actually made a comment about this. Now, this is something we've been talking about, right? Because our county executive, Kathy, I call her Kathy, doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. She doesn't want to say anything. Now, we reach out to her spokesperson. He said, oh, no, these conversations are having internally. And I said, well, can you have them externally? Because the public wants to know what's going on. All right? Because right now, you look like failures at your job. Okay? Now, you might not care what you look like, but I'm just telling you that it's no good. Well, anyways, so last night, I was talking to Keith Daigles about it. And they made me very much aware of what the councilman, Mike Ertel, had to say about the crime in not just Baldwin County, but in the Towson area. Now, he is the councilman for District 6, by the way. And so that is his district, the Towson Town Center area. He does have an opponent in the general, okay? I did check it out last night on the Maryland Board of Elections. Her name is Christine Vandersmith. She is the Republican running against Mike Ertel. So, Towson, you know, Towson residents, you have options, all right? The seat is being contested. Well, anyways, Mike Ertel said that basically it is just perceived to be a high crime area. And, you know, the perception is that the crime is going up. But Councilman Mike Ertel says, but it's actually going down. This is the problem I have, and this is what I said about, you know, my conversation with Kathy Klausmeier's spokesperson. If you were comparing the numbers to last year, yeah, the crime's going down. Because under Johnny Osheski and friends, you had record high crime numbers. You had a record high homicide rate, you had a record high non-fatal shooting rate, and you had a record high in carjackings. But the numbers still really aren't down if you were to compare it to, say, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. People notice these things. So for the councilman to say it's just our perception, that's a bunch of baloney and it's insulting. And again, if you want to keep your job, I suggest, Mike Ertel, you don't say anything like that again. Now, I will also say that it's interesting because we'll get into the UMBC poll. But the UMBC poll shows how Baltimore County and Baltimore City residents feel about the crime and violence. And most feel as though things are getting worse. And if you have Kathy Klausmeier, who's supposedly having internal meetings, that's what we were told by her spokesperson, with Chief McCullough, then what is their perception? Are you saying, Councilman Mike Ertel, that the police chief, McCullough, it's his perception? He's perceiving the crime to be bad, along with Kathy Klausmeier? I also wanted to point out, when we had the crime walk in Middle River, set up by Senator Carl Jackson, Mike Ertel and Julian Jones, and whoever wanted to be a part of the photo op, they were all there. So, Mike Ertel, why are you showing up in Middle River for the increase in crime, violence, and drug trafficking if it's just a perception? If it isn't real, if it's just our imagination, why are you showing up? You see, stuff like this where I hope, I really truly hope that they're going to be voted out. This is really disrespectful. It's disrespectful to all the stores currently leaving the Townsend Town Center. Do you? And then on top of it, just so you guys know, Councilman Mike Ertel, he was asked by Fox 45 about why some of these stores are leaving the Towson Town Center the way they are. He said he believed it had to do with theft and online shopping. These stores already said that's not the case. Yeah, there's some theft for sure, but there is a very low, if no foot traffic at all, and the numbers just don't make sense. Does he believe that people are going into Stony River Steakhouse and stealing the steaks out of the kitchen? Is that what you're thinking, Mike Ertel? Because that's not happening. And the Apple store that's leaving at the end of June, just so you know, Mike Ertel, I don't know, you might have an Android, but they don't have a bunch of, you know, iPhones just sitting out for you to take. That's not how that works. They're leaving because nobody wants to go into that mall after a certain hour because they don't want to possibly be robbed at gunpoint. This is not perception, and guess what? Perception is still reality. I also said, you know, the way that things are dropping so significantly in Towson, and to all those in Rogers Forge that believe they're isolated and they're, you know, no one's going to get to them, I will just tell you, you're going to see your property value drop. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what happened in Middle River. The property value plummeted, and it felt like overnight. And when you've got the drug traffickers, right now you've got the carjackers. You got those robbing people at gunpoint. Soon enough, with those stores that are empty, what do you think's coming to town? I'll tell you, a smoke shop, the vape shops, the check cashing places. All of those places that bring a certain clientele. And you know what they do? Just like they do in Middle River and some of these other places, they've been complaining about it in Baltimore City. Those vape shops and smoke shops, what do? They stand outside in front of them. There's one right in Rosedale. And I hate it because right there, it's by the salon where Olivia gets her hair done. They stand outside and they sell drugs. And nobody touches them. And because of the policies, you know, the stupid policies in Baltimore County and across the state, nobody touches juveniles. So they can traffic drugs all day, all night, and nobody can lay a hand on them. And then they'll sit around, and you've got liberals out here blaming the police. It's not the police, sweetheart. It's not the police. It's the stupid people you keep electing. Now, Mike Gertel, I hope that you don't want to be one of the stupid people, but you're headed down that road. Because I looked at Mike Gertel, I'll have to be honest with you, I looked at him as more of a center left. I did not look at him as a wackadoodle left. And now, with these comments, now I look at him much differently. Thank you for telling us how you feel, Councilman Gertel. Anyways, I just wanted to update you guys on that one. Things aren't changing. And then also, Keith Daniels asked Councilman Gertel, he said, what about the juvenile crime? You can see the increases there. You know what he said? He said, well, I'll wait for my colleagues in Annapolis to do something about it. Now, what did his colleagues in Annapolis just do? They just made sure those juveniles were not charged as adults, even if they commit adult crimes. So if he's waiting for his colleagues in Annapolis to do their job, he's either jokingly waiting for them or he has no idea what's going on. Either way, he shouldn't be on the county council. That's actually, you know what? The county council races are going to be definitely races to watch. And same thing with the county executive race. I really hope Republicans come out strong. We can't afford low turnout. We really, truly can't this November. We can't afford it. Also, I wanted to talk about the UMBC poll, as I pointed out earlier. Now, this one's interesting, too, because, again, Baltimore City and Baltimore County residents were, you know, they were the ones that took part in the poll. I told you I received the poll. I took part in the poll. We get back. I do have some audio to play for you. But this is interesting in relation to the crime in Towson. Because with this poll, they, you know, people were asked, they were surveyed whether or not they believe that ICE is a problem. And wouldn't you know it, in Baltimore County, do you know what happened? They said, no, ICE is not a problem. And I thought that was interesting because if you're looking at the county executive race, you've got Julian Jones and very much so Izzy Patoka. They're both running on a pro-illegal immigrant platform. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? This UMBC poll is showing that's not where Baltimore County residents are right now. It also showed where Baltimore County residents are not very happy with the way the county has been handling illegal immigration, saying that they've been too soft on illegal immigrants. Now, you know I agree. Like I said, I took part in that poll. You know what I pressed. You know what? I think some of the options were, all right, are we doing enough? Are we not doing enough? Would you like to see more? How satisfied are you? I said, oh, I'm dissatisfied. I'm deeply dissatisfied with how we handle illegal immigration. And I really am. I know sometimes I joke about it, but I'm not joking. I don't like it one bit. If you're in my neighborhood, you're in my community, and you're here undocumented, and I know nothing about you, and I saw what happened to Rachel Moore, and I saw what happened to Kayla Hamilton, I saw what happened to Lincoln Riley, and you think that I would be just fine with people in my neighborhood? I see people walking around, like, because they cut through our neighborhood sometimes over there where I live. People cut through the neighborhood. If they're headed from, like, Middle River Road, they want to hop over to Compass Road, they'll cut through the neighborhood because it goes, like, on a diagonal over there, you know, because it's less steps. But I watch. I definitely watch because I walk the dog out a lot. I'm, you know, outside with Olivia. But I watch because in my view, you know, there are some people you can tell they're trying to float below the radar. I know exactly who they are. And I am not happy about it. I've got a 9-year-old daughter. If anybody lays a hand on a hair on her head, oh, all hell will break loose. And I pray nobody ends up in that situation as we've seen so many times across this country with illegal immigrants. And why would you roll those dice? I don't know. All right, when we get back, we will play some of the sound from the UMBC poll. I do want you guys to weigh in. Don't forget, we'll also get back to the poll question of the day. Real quick, I do recommend my friends at AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And that's why I do too. You know, their motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can go online if that's easier, aeshome.us.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the crime in Towson. We're going to get into the new UMBC poll. Looks like I have a caller online that wants to weigh in on the crime in Towson. I got Rich and Joppa. Rich, what say you?
Hey, Kim, hold on.
All right, we just lost Rich there. Rich, you can call back for sure. Let's get into some of the sound, if we could, for the UMBC poll.
UMBC's Institute of Politics is out with a new poll putting quality of life issues in Baltimore City and Baltimore County under the microscope.
The poll was conducted 2 weeks ago, roughly 1 year after pollsters asked the same questions to adult residents in both Baltimore City and Baltimore County. And while the results are not seismic, they paint a picture of which issues rise to the top.
Yeah, and when asked about the current state of affairs, 41% of respondents from the city said things were heading in the right direction. Compare that to 45% who said the opposite. That's about on par with last year's results.
When it comes to Baltimore County, there was a slight dip in optimism. 31% said things were heading in the right direction compared to 34% last year. Half of respondents said they feel the county is heading in the wrong direction.
And city and county respondents appear to be equal in their skepticism towards local government. 62% of city residents and 63% of county residents say they never trust their local leaders or only some of the time. The poll went on to look at major issues for both jurisdictions and the quality of public services they receive. Energy bills took the top spot for both the city and county. Other areas of city concern include poverty, crime, and housing costs. Poverty was not of major concern in Baltimore County.
The quality of public schools was a major concern for both jurisdictions. Less than a third of city respondents said they were satisfied, compared to 41% in the county. And despite the low numbers, these are actually improvements compared to last year's poll. Other services where respondents said there was room for improvement include the maintenance of infrastructure and public spaces, the criminal justice system, and water services.
Now, a majority of respondents from both Baltimore City and Baltimore County say that they are satisfied with trash and recycling pickup. Part two of this UMBC survey will be released tomorrow.
All right, so there is a part two that's going to come out. But when you hear that, right, and you think about what Councilman Mike Ertel said, he said it was just your perception, right? But there are people out there that believe that things are getting worse. And I would think that a lot of it has to do with the carjackings and being robbed at gunpoint. You didn't hear about many people being robbed at gunpoint, even stabbed there at Towson Town Center. You didn't used to hear those kind of stories. And people were paying attention. All right, I got Rich and Joppa. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good.
Look, this calcium thing's been going on for a very, very long time. 40 years ago, I had a Honda Accord stolen out of that mall, and I was with a police officer, and they said they steal 25 cars a month out of that building. Now, when we're filling out the report, they didn't want me to stand in the mall because they didn't want people to see a police officer filling out a police report for me. And at the same time they stole my car, they stole someone else's car. And that lady, her kids were sitting in the car, and it was cold out. So I'm like, can we go inside? And they're like, no, you're not allowed to go inside. They've been hiding this for years. My ex-wife used to work in Towson in the mall, and they moved all the jewelry stores away from the exits because of fear of smashing grabs. And I don't know if you remember, in the early 90s, mid-90s, the school teacher that was stabbed and murdered outside of Heck Company. So this has been going on a long time. Baltimore County's been trying to protect it, and it's all coveted because they don't want to seem racist because the people committing the crimes are a certain color, and that's just awful.
No, yeah, Rich. So I guess let me ask you this. Why do you think we see it more now than we did at that time?
Well, I think it's worse now. It's more blazing.
Okay.
I think back then, you know, you can hide a car theft. I mean, you can make sure that, well, nobody really knows they're stealing 25 cars out of here because we can make sure the reports are not filled out in public. You know what I mean? Now it's more brazen, and you know, the younger kids, but yeah, it's worse. Don't get me wrong, but it's been bad for a very long time. I'm a business person. I used to have people stay at the Sheraton, and I would tell them on Friday and Saturday nights, don't go to the mall. You know, because you can go from the Sheraton to the mall without ever touching the ground because of the skywalks.
Right, right.
And I used to tell people, don't go to the mall. Don't go to the mall on Friday or Saturday night because there's kids there that will rob, cheat, and steal.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, Rich, calling in. I think you're right. And plus, with social media and all the videos out there now, it looks a lot worse. Thank you, Rich,
so much. So much worse.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you so much. And maybe that's why Mike Gertel said, oh, it's the perception. It's perceived to be worse. As Rich pointed out, he believes it is worse now. But you know what? With that perception in mind, I wanted to get to Monzie, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. They were in front of Baltimore City Council last night talking about the Sidestep program. And Stephanie Mavrotis, the director, she said something that I did not hear before. And now this is getting very interesting, and now I understand why the Sidestep program is something that the Inspector General is really looking into. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man in charge of the money at the Pentagon, the War Department CFO, tells Congress the Iran war has cost about $25 billion so far. The Supreme Court has struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana, concluding the district relied too heavily on race in the way it was drawn. Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are in New York City today to meet with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial. Knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in London has been declared a terrorist incident by police. 45-year-old man is under arrest. Two men wounded. They're hospitalized in stable condition. Voting along party lines, the Senate Banking Committee has approved the nomination of Kevin Warsh for Fed chairman. Next stop for the nomination, the full Senate. Wall Street, the Dow down 255. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian, and that's right. All of the foods your birds love, tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
There's no better time than now to install access control and security cameras. Crestlock.com has a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom with working access control and camera systems with AI. Crestlock.com requires all employees to have the Maryland Security Technician License, which requires a background check by the state police. So give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800, 256-7800, to handle all your security and locksmith needs. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at Crestlock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's in an enviable position behind the plate. And that ball's absolutely belted. Out to the right field wall. Masayo turns first. A little bobble by Smith. He's into second standing. He is volcanic hot. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson as both Oriole catchers deliver last night. Masayo was the DH with that scorcher. An RBI double down the line and Adley Rutschman behind the plate. Two hits, two runs driven in. As the Birds get past the Astros 5-3 the final, Rutschman hitting .345 on the year. Masayo raising his average 111 points in the last 10 games. Manager Abernaz was asked if he had the best catching tandem in the league.
Yeah, I would say it's up there. I'm biased, obviously. Get to watch these guys every day, watch them work, and yeah, I'd definitely say we had the best catching tandem.
Shane Baz, the winner last night for Baltimore, his first as an Oriole. If not this year, then perhaps next, the career of Marlon Humphrey in purple and black will be coming soon to an end. And the Ravens may have found his replacement in this year's draft, talking about quarterback Chandler Rivers out of Duke.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chandler?
Yes, this is Chandler.
Hey, it's Eric DaCosta with the Baltimore Ravens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound nervous.
I am.
It's been a long couple of days, huh?
Yes, it has.
When you come to Baltimore, you better thank the scouts because they really pushed for you this week.
Send me that playbook right now. Send me that playbook right now, coach.
Well, I'm ready.
Rivers reminds EDC of Lardarius Webb and Tavon Young. NCAA men's college basketball transfer portal closed yesterday, and Maryland's Hall drawing rave reviews, ranked fourth overall in the nation, trailing Duke, Texas, and Tennessee. Headlined by highly touted point guard DJ Wagner. And finally, you remember this.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It was on this day in TV sports history, the debut of Wide World of Sports on ABC in 1961, hosted by Baltimore's own Jim McKay. Coming up in 30 minutes, the polar bear delivers for Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are tracking widespread rain along with heavy rain at times and even some isolated strong to severe storms that could bring us some isolated damaging wind gusts, even a brief tornado. Otherwise, temperatures reach the mid-60s. Tonight, rain will continue, wrapping up late tonight and then turning mostly cloudy with lows near 50. The sunshine is back on Thursday, breezy behind this weather maker, but highs still end up in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
Epic parties start at Staples. You can grab Party City balloons, decorations, and tableware, plus matching custom invites, banners, and more right at Staples. That was easy.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I was just listening during the commercial break. I heard Dr. Lairfield with Smile Design Center. Just so you guys know, not that you care, just so you know, I'm actually going over there today to get my teeth whitened. I'm going to do like some before and afters, and then I'll post it. I'm excited. I drink a lot of coffee. I want to have whitened teeth. Before the break, we were talking about the crime and violence in Towson. I thank you to all those that called in, of course. And look, I believe that a lot of the crime has been flying under the radar. But I think, as our caller pointed out, it's much more brazen, right? I mean, there was a time where women and children were off limits. You know, that doesn't happen anymore. Society has failed so many young people, and we are feeling it every single day. It looks like on the phone lines here, I do have a gubernatorial candidate that wants to weigh in. Douglas Larcom, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Congresswoman. How are you?
I wish that was the case. You know, Doug, I don't know if you saw my message on Facebook, but I would love to have you in the studio for an interview whenever you get a moment. Obviously, we're talking about the crime and violence here and how it's, you know, I guess according to the councilman, it's perceived to be on the rise. But people are worried about the Towson Town Center. If you were to win here, Doug, you know, what could you do as the governor to do something about the violence?
Well, most certainly, you know, you increase the law enforcement presence in the area and get this matter tackled. And especially, you know, I heard one person that called in, I may have been a law enforcement officer, talked about one particular Towson Town Center, I think. They said 25 vehicles were stolen on average. So anyways, you're just going to have the police presence and, you know, create barriers, perhaps, you know, speed zones or something, speed bumps, you know, to slow them down and kind of make it prohibitive for it to be a desirable spot for people to commit crime.
Yeah, well, and right now, Douglas, again, we're speaking to Douglas Larcom on the line. You know, they're talking about all of the stores and the restaurants that are leaving Towson Town Center because of what's going on. But we see that statewide, Doug. I mean, there's people leaving the state of Maryland, not just for the crime and violence, but also all the taxes and fees.
That's right. And it's extraordinary, right? So we have to reverse that. A lot of it is pushed by the fear factor, fake environmental policies that arrived since Westmore arrived. And so you were talking about the $1 billion a year, I believe, earlier, which was the Climate Solutions Act of 2022. And now they've sued the EPA, it's just in the news yesterday, I think, for fine particulate matter. And people don't understand that 17 to 50 meteors hit the Earth every day. So that could be fine particulate matter. So we're breathing fine in this state. And we don't need all this extra expenses on virtually nothing. We have 148,000 registered electric vehicles in the state. We have 4.2 million gas-operated vehicles in the state. So everybody seems to be breathing just fine on catalytic-converted cleaning of the exhaust of fossil fuel-driven vehicles. So what is this environmental crisis that Westmore's alleged? And passed plenty of legislation. Literally, I could probably cut the budget by $10 billion by eliminating three phases of what he has in play.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would enjoy that, for sure. Doug, if you could, if you could hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. If my producer could get your number so that I can talk to you and we can set up something. I don't know if you have time to come in. And maybe we can sit down and do an hour, and then people can call in and everything as well. Is that okay with you?
That would work. That'd be great.
All right. So hold on right there so my producer can get your number. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Great talking with you, Kimberly.
Yep. Thank you. And just so you guys know, I've talked about it before. Doug Larcom, he was at the forum there in Annapolis where myself, Tori Snow, and Europe C. Morgan, we were moderators. And I wasn't kidding when I said that, you know, any one of our gubernatorial candidates, light years better than Governor Westmore. We have some very capable people running for office. And so let's get Doug in here so you guys can learn more about Doug. Again, I did want to just kind of touch on Monzie, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. You had Stephanie Mavronis, the director. She was in front of Baltimore City Council just last night. And you have Councilman Mark Conway, who was kind enough to come on the show. He has been asking about Monzie, the sidestep program, and of course, the Inspector General and her lawsuit against the Mayor's Office. And he's taken the side of the Inspector General. Now, a lot of people say that's politics, right? He's running against Kwesi and Fume. But I look at it as saying, you know what? Even if it is politics, let's take advantage of the opportunity. Let's get a councilman on our side. Yeah, all right. And so that's what he's doing. And so he has been leading. He's a chair now with this committee that's trying to get to the bottom of what's been going on at the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. Take a listen.
Mackenzie Frost continues her investigation into Monzi and the questions city leaders had during a hearing today.
Leaders from the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or Monzi, committed to council members here that they will keep better track of records, especially as the agency plans for youth diversion in the future. But the answers heard inside the council chambers didn't seem to satisfy everyone.
Good afternoon.
In a familiar position facing questions from city council, leaders from the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, or MONSEE, were back in the hot seat.
This agency, under my leadership as director, is committed to transparency, accountability.
Leading the charge and peppering MONSEE with questions about a string of inspector general reports centering around sidestep was Chairman Mark Conway.
When exactly did we decide to discontinue the sidestep program? This is a pre-arrest program. So there would be no record of an arrest. I think that's the whole intention of the program, right?
Inspector General Isabel Cumming and her team were also on hand, detailing the timeline of the sidestep probe, noting Monzi hired an outside firm to evaluate the pilot youth diversion program for 1 cent, less than $25,000. That evaluation report was complete in December 2023, noting flaws with the program and advised against expansion.
In June 2025, Monzi spoke before this city council, and its budget request included the goal of expanding sidestep citywide. The evaluation was not discussed or provided.
Plans for the youth diversion sparked several questions about sidestep and ultimately led to some sidestepping of direct answers.
Are we effectively doing a rebrand?
This pilot program that operated from 2022 to 2024 has received outsized attention. With the amount of scrutiny that this pilot program has received, with the amount of time sidestep is thrown around like it's a dirty word, maintaining that brand would have had an operational impact on our ability to be effective in this work moving forward.
Well, well, well. The sidestep program, it is so bad, even a contractor that was most likely very friendly with Monzi and the mayor, they even came in and said that this program is trash. And what they decided to do was, because we heard about the fact that they wanted to expand, right? So this, you know, this company came in, they did a little bit of oversight and said, no, this is not a good program. You shouldn't continue it. And so what they decided to do was shut it down for just a bit and then do a rebrand so that they could continue work that doesn't actually work. Are you hearing this? Are you listening to this? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So then you have Councilman Conway there, and hopefully you guys heard it there in the clip. He then says, okay, so it's called Sidestep Program because basically what you're doing is you're getting these criminals right from the detention detention centers, but it's like as soon as they come in, right? As soon as they go to be detained. So it's like the police officers come in. This is the culture that we heard that was talked about with Ivan Bates and his prosecutors. The police take them down there, right? And they're saying, okay, here they are. They deliver them to be detained. And what's happening is you've got the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. They're swooping in and they're intercepting these kids before they actually do the paperwork. So when they say that juvenile crime is down, it isn't down. They're sidestepping it. They're coming in to the detainment centers and Monzi is grabbing the kid before DJS could even file the paperwork. You see what's been going on? Now, also with the sidestep program, they have been actually paying these kids. Remember, we found that out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is what really the OIG is trying to get her hands on. So all this redacted information and all the things that you see, remember Inspector General Isabel Cumming, she has it on her social media accounts. She did these interviews and she showed all of this redacted information on all these pages. Well, those that she said it then, most of those pages are basically invoices. There's receipts there from Cash App. And so what they're doing is they're actually paying these kids in the sidestep program, not because they're doing a job, But they're hoping to keep them off of the streets robbing you and I at gunpoint. You can't do that. with taxpayer dollars. This is a disaster. It has been a disaster. And I will go further and say this is so ghetto. I am so shocked the FBI hasn't been all over this. Safe Streets is another problem. They tell us GVRS, the Group Violence Reduction Strategy, they tell us that that's working. Remains to be seen, because that is the organization, GVRS, that's where Ivan Bates want no part, right? He said, we're ending the partnership. That was with GVRS. He said, there's lots of problems here. You remember that? He said, money's going out of the door. We show up to court. Here we are at trial. And now you've got defense attorneys asking questions to the prosecutors, and they don't have the answers because you've got Monzi, the sidestep program, GVRS, they're all operating under secrecy. So they're not handing anything over. So the prosecutors are getting to trial, and they're sitting there trying to, you know, try this case. And the judge and the jury, they're like, well, what do you mean you didn't know that he received $500 in his Cash App? And then what happens to the case? The fact that Mayor Scott has gotten away with this for so long, shocking. No wonder why he's up in arms. No wonder why he doesn't want to answer any questions for Fox 45. This goes much further than Safe Streets. Safe Streets is already a mess. But this sidestep program, you're telling me all of this time, since Mayor Scott has been in office, what did he say in 2020 when he was sworn in? Oh, we're going to get the numbers down. We're going to make sure these juveniles, da-da-da-da-da. So his idea to get the number of juveniles entering the system, his idea to get that number down was to sidestep the system altogether. He was just named the chair of the African American Mayors Association because he's supposedly doing such a darn good job. He's sidestepping the system with taxpayer dollars. This guy might be worse than Mayor Catherine Pugh. He's paying violent criminal teenagers that are robbing people at gunpoint, that's throwing, you know, little old ladies out of their car as they're carjacking them on the streets. He's paying them to please stop. I guess what is he asking for? A pinky promise? I give you this $500 via Cash App. Will you not go and carjack somebody this week? Is that the deal? And then you're putting absolutely nothing on their record because you're not even allowing DJS to do the paperwork? Now think about this if you were a police officer. How about them apples? So those kids knew, those officers, and they're still going on today, those officers can't do anything. Not only do you have the knuckleheads in Annapolis that are not allowing prosecutors to charge these violent teens as adults, right? That's ridiculous. Not only do you have that, in Baltimore City, you've got this whole Monzi situation, the sidestep program. And their idea to fix this program that doesn't work, their idea was to rebrand it. Their idea was to slap another name on it and to continue. All these people should be in jail. Forget about the minors. The adults in this situation should be in jail. I've never seen this. So now you go back and you think about some of the things that Mayor Scott has said across a few platforms in the last couple months. You go back, right? I'm talking my memory here. He says, if it's not illegal, it's not inappropriate. Remember that quote? Oh, my friend. No wonder you're putting your hand up and you're trying to make sure Isabel Cumming doesn't get the paperwork that she needs. She doesn't get all this. Boy, oh boy, I know you're shaking in your boots. And we haven't really talked about the mayor's wife. Right? Because remember, we found out the mayor's wife, the money she was receiving for that nonprofit, nobody knows where it went. They never moved into the building they were supposed to move into. The things that are going on in Baltimore City, the only way I can describe it is as ghetto. That's the only way I can describe it. And yet you have people that voted for him again. Now, granted, I'm sure they didn't know about all this information, but I don't think they really cared. You were sitting here wondering about Sheila Dixon and the gift cards he took how many years ago? Now, it was wrong for sure. But think about who you have now. This is much worse. Much worse. Now, I also saw a report where Mayor Brandon Scott was able to divert some of the youth fund money. Did you guys see this? Into his office directly. And then he gets mad. Why? Because there was a black YouTuber that made a video with him, you know, as a fat cat politician with the, you know, the jewelry and the bag of cash and the cigar in his mouth. You got mad about that? Why? Hit too close to home, Brandon Scott? You know, like I know, you aren't doing the right thing. This is insane. Well, I do hope the Inspector General gets the information that she needs. And I hope they continue this, you know, investigation. And you know what? I hope the FBI is involved. Now, the AG, Anthony Brown, he's been making sure that he's been tight buddies with him. I guess, you know, why not keep him close, right? Especially if you're doing all this stuff. All right, we get back, we'll close down this conversation, but I'm sure we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I was shocked when I heard these kids, we're not even paperwork on some of these violent kids. Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, I want you to listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green lip muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you're going to notice over time. So just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Todd Blanche's epic tenure as the leader of the FBI has resulted in another indictment. This time, Jim Comey, former FBI director, for spelling out 8647, a direct threat to Donald Trump, in seashells. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
My heart's never smiled so hard, baby. Loving you is fun.
All right. Of course, thank you for joining me today and every day. You know, I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Kim Klasick Live. Tell all of your friends, if you can. If you're like me, you don't have any friends, just make sure you listen. All right? Make sure you listen. WCBM.com. We also have the app, WCBM 680. Download the app. Makes it very simple to listen to the show as well. We were talking about the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement. I did say I gave props to Stephanie Mavrotis, the director. They used to have Shantae Jackson. What a nightmare that was. But she did answer some questions. If you want to see the full report in the actual interview, it's up on Fox 45's website. You can check it out there. And Mackenzie Frost asked Stephanie Mavrotis, basic questions that we ask here. You know, why is this program continuing? What, and you know, even asking why rebrand it if it doesn't work, and you had an outside company come in to tell you that it doesn't work. Why on earth would you continue it? And see, this is in my view, this is part of Brandon Scott's arrogance. This is part of his ego. He believes that he can solve the issues with the juveniles and all these criminals. He can do it with the community and the community only. That's his mindset, right? His mindset is, oh, we don't need the police. We don't need the law. We can do this together. The problem is that's stupid, okay? So the problem is you're going to have to lock up the bad actors. That's the problem. It doesn't matter what their age is. And we talked about this. We were discussing Governor Jeff Landry down in Louisiana. And he said, I don't care how old they are that were involved in the mass shooting that happened recently. He said, I want to lock them all up. I don't care what their age is. Where you should have that same mindset here in Maryland. If you are 15 years old and you want to walk around like an adult doing an adult crime, you can spend adult time. Anyways, I'm sure we'll pick that back up tomorrow. Obviously, also the UMBC poll part two. We'll get into some of the numbers tomorrow. We did talk a lot about the Francis Scott Key Bridge this morning, which is good. Healthy conversation to have. We'll continue that conversation just a bit tomorrow at 10:35 a.m. with Delegate Mike Griffith. We're going to have him call in so we can learn more about what possibly went into making this decision to change contractors 2 years later. Ugh, it sounds bad, right? It sounds awful. Anyways, we also have Tory Snow. He'll be on with us at 10 o'clock with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. So if you want to check that out before you hear him on the show tomorrow, go ahead and do so. Also, Marty says, Kim, there is a debate tonight for the Baltimore County Executive at Goucher College. Yes, they're even including the independent Rob Daniels. And so if you guys want to check that out, looks like it's tonight. I don't see a time yet on here. But several candidates are included. Marty, thank you for the information. Patrick Dyer, Kimberly Stansberry, the two Republicans in the race, it sounds like they will also be there. So that's good to know, Marty. Thank you so much. So if you guys can look into that at Goucher College. We definitely need a new county executive. Obviously, Kathy Clausmeyer's not running again. Thank the Lord Jesus. But we need somebody that can actually do the job. So let's make sure we elect somebody in Baltimore County that can do the job. I know Harford County, you know what? We didn't talk much about Harford County yet this week. I did want to talk a little bit about what's been going on in Harford County, especially with some of the races there. I know many of you live there in Harford County, and you see a lot of the infighting just like we do, so maybe we'll put that on the show plan for tomorrow. Of course, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. I'm going to go get my teeth whitened. I'll let you know how that goes. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
If you're 62 or older and you still have a mortgage, that doesn't have to be the case. This is Mark McVeary. A lot of people hear reverse mortgage and never really look into it. So they keep making that payment month after month. But it doesn't have to be that way. A reverse mortgage can pay off the loan and eliminate that monthly payment. You stay in your home. You keep ownership. If you're 62 or older, call me. I'll show you exactly how this works. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.